Journal. We're excited that you're here. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. This week flew by for me. I hope it did for you as well. A lot, though, to dive into on today's show, so we're excited that you're joining us, of course. We've got a great lineup of guests coming your way today, so it's going to be a great show. A three-hour jam-packed program for you ahead. As many of you guys probably saw on X, if you follow me, we've got an exclusive story that you won't see anywhere else because, folks, everyone's too afraid to talk about these types of things. I've got a letter in regards to a very high-up official within our U.S. Air Marshals. Apparently, this official is being accused right now of not going out there to assist other local law enforcement agencies in Florida after they rescued 122 children. I'll bring you the very latest on that because we have the letter now of several individuals calling for an investigation. We've reached out, obviously, to the individual in question here, so I have a great report coming up for you today on the show on that front. We're also going to be following what's going on at the White House because later this afternoon, Zoe Ramadani will be making his way into the White House at 3 p.m. Eastern time. Obviously, that is going to be something we keep our eye on. Zoe Ramadani, obviously, was just elected to become the next New York City mayor. And as President Trump says, and what I've been telling you for months now, he is a communist. He is an Islamic terrorist sympathizer. And he is an absolute disgrace to this great nation. So we will be covering that throughout today's show as well. We'll also bring you an update on Arctic Frost because it looks like even Chairman Jim Jordan was a target on Jack Smith's radar. So we got that report for you according to a new subpoena that they've just received. It's pretty transparent. I mean, literally, just every Republican you can imagine was targeted by Jack Smith. And then I've got this soundbite that you're going to want to hear because Lindsey Graham thinks he's privileged. You should be outraged because he was targeted by the government. Yeah, that's the same guy who had no problem signing off and giving his vote in support for the Patriot Act and also putting his support behind renewing FISA, extending FISA. So that scumbag wants you to feel bad for him because he was spied on. But the rest of you, you're all a bunch of peasants. Get used to it. I'll play that clip for you in a little bit. He didn't say it like that, of course. No. But he pretty much said that. I'll also be playing a couple of other really important sound bites that you might have missed out on because there's a lot going on in the world today. There's a group of Democrats who are trying to lead a coup, and they weren't happy yesterday when President Trump called them out on it. And it's a great sound bite that you're going to want to hear. Plus, we've got an update regarding Tina Peters. I'll be giving you the very latest on that. Tina Peters, obviously, still sitting in a Colorado prison. She's a political prisoner, but things are getting worse for her rather than better, even though the DOJ has apparently said and claimed that they want her transferred over to federal custody. Right now, she's sitting in solitary confinement. I'll bring you the very latest on that. Plus, we'll be joined by Mel Kay, because yesterday, over at the UN, there were these certain individuals who were pushing back against President Trump's plan to bring peace to the region to end the war. So that's why they were all present for this meeting in the UN yesterday. But we're hearing from both sides, Russia and Ukraine, and I'm going to play both clips for you because Russia is claiming that there's over 1.7 million Ukrainians that have been killed in this war. So they're claiming that the current numbers that were being fed by Ukraine are false. We've got the soundbite of that, of course, and I'll play that for you with Mel Kay joining the show. So a lot happening over here. So just stay put for the next 3 hours. Don't go anywhere. We've got a jam-packed program for you, of course. I'll also be taking your calls as well later in the show. So in case you see something or you have something you want to say, we're going to be taking your calls later in the program. So in the meantime, though, make sure you head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com because for a very limited time, we're going to give you a free $10 whenever you stock up your cart. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. Claim your free $10, no minimum required. And of course, this isn't going to be lasting forever. So now is the time you're going to want to head over to the shop and make sure you claim your free $10. They have incredible products, of course, like methylene blue, colostrum, those sea moss capsules that you guys keep bragging about that you love so much when you call into the show. So head on over right now and stock up over at thealexjonesstore.com. More on the way.
Alex Jones. Patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
American Journal. Happy Friday, everyone. We're excited that you're all jumping on board with us today. A lot going on over here. So welcome to the show. Jam-packed program for you on this beautiful Friday morning. We're excited that you're joining us. I've got an incredible lineup of guests that will be joining me later in the show. But we got a lot of headlines to dive into first. The exciting news, though, is we have an exclusive breaking on this show today. I've just received a letter regarding allegations of a special agent in charge over at the U.S. Air Marshals. And we're hearing that this individual apparently told Air Marshals to stand down and not assist local law enforcement in Florida who were conducting rescue efforts. They rescued 122 children. It was a massive, massive story earlier in the week. And we're hearing that apparently there was a federal air marshal, special agent in charge, who decided to just not assist. Now, it's not going to be surprising to you when I tell you that she is obviously a DEI hire. But in all fairness, you know, I reach out to both sides before I break a story like this. And I did reach out to her. She refused to give comments. Lana Bell is her name. We've given her the opportunity to comment on this report before breaking it to you, but we've got a bombshell story heading your way. And we've got two incredible guests, David Londo and Sonia Labosco, who are going to be joining me because they are calling for a full-on investigation. They are actually leading the National Air Council for all these air marshals. They represent them. And this is how they got this story. So they put out this letter. We got it to you first, calling for an investigation. They're outlining exactly what these allegations are. So they'll be joining me later in the show as well. Plus, we'll also be talking to Mel Kay in a little bit because yesterday in the UN, and you know, she always sounds off when it comes to the UN, so this is going to be a good one. But yesterday in the UN, it was very, very interesting as I was sitting back and watching because President Trump bringing forward a plan to bring peace to both Russia and Ukraine. He wants an end to the war. It's very clear. Both sides were in the room yesterday when that peace agreement was detailed. But Russia kind of threw a bombshell out there and said, sorry, no pun intended there. 1.7 million Ukrainians have lost their lives. Now, we haven't heard those numbers yet, and we don't know if those are actually valid, but they said based on what they know, based on the bodies that have gone back and forth, that they do believe that over 1.7 million, I mean, it's an insane number to think about. How devastating. So Mel Kay will be joining us later in the show as well to discuss just that. Plus, Larry Tonin is going to be joining me as well today because we've got a lot to discuss in regards to President Trump's meeting at the White House later today with Zohran Mamdani. That's happening around 3 p.m. Eastern time today. But there's a lot there. Now, Larry has been focusing on the Islam issue and has been following it for quite some time. Now he's traveled the world and he's been warning this great country about the threats that Islam imposes. But there was a great report that was just recently dropped last night, actually, by the RARE Foundation detailing how, again, my home, Plano, Texas, there was an individual at one of the local mosques lecturing Muslim men on how to beat their wives without leaving a mark and beat them, but just don't kill them, was the advice that was given at that mosque. Now, that's the allegations that they're currently facing, and it's not just that. There's recordings. And so we look forward to playing that for you on today's show because so many times they'll tell you, oh, that, we don't say that. We don't do that. But RARE Foundation got the recordings. Maybe that's the reason why groups like CARE really despise people like Amy Mack. Because she does her research and watches the stuff that they do. And they stream it online. It's all you have to do is look for it yourself. So we'll be talking about that as well with Larry. So a lot going on over here. I wanted to bring you an update, though, and kind of kick off our show today by bringing you another update regarding Arctic frost. Because yesterday was a big day. You know, I was watching yesterday in the Senate. This is what I do for fun, folks. I watch discussions that go back and forth. And I was keeping my eye on the Senate yesterday, and it was all these senators who were coming forward, and the speaker, I should say the leader of the Senate, obviously Thun, came out and said, you know, the $500,000 provision was actually never meant to be for profit for these senators. Now they're saying that. But to add a provision like that would obviously indicate that you were looking to profit. And where does that money come from? Well, it doesn't come from Jack Smith's personal pocket. It comes from you, taxpayers. You pay that. So we heard that, but we also got an update yesterday, and Fox was the one who got their first hands on this one. According to them, they received a subpoena, and that subpoena outlines what the DOJ was doing behind the scenes under the Biden regime. According to them, now I have not seen the subpoena, but this is their reporting. There was a subpoena issued for the personal phone records of House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan back in 2022. They were seeking the Ohio Republicans' phone data covering about a two-year time span. The subpoena obtained by Fox News Digital shows a federal prosecutor who later worked on, obviously, the Jack Smith persecution, and ordered Verizon to hand over the phone data, also known as toll records, reaching back to June 1st of 2020. The request appears to be the most expansive yet. And of course, folks, this is just one more Republican added to the list. Now, of course, you probably feel a certain way about Jim Jordan. I personally do appreciate how he has continuously spoken to me and at least been respectful enough to give me comment when I request it. Many people are cowards and don't do just that, but Jim Jordan has. So I'll give him some. Oh, the subpoena is actually up now. The subpoena was not up last night, but is officially up on Fox's website. So again, I actually would say this. I know how people feel about Jim Jordan when it comes to big tech. But I have to say, he doesn't shy away when I do ask him a question. I remember I was just at the RNC, what was that, a year ago? And he had no problem coming over to me, which a lot of these Republicans are cowards and they won't come to me for a quick little interview, but he did. And he answered my questions. And then he came on my podcast later and answered more questions. So I'll say this. Jim Jordan's not what a lot of people think he is, at least when it comes to big tech. Yes, I understand your criticism for that. But for the most part, I would say that he actually doesn't shy away from being grilled on certain questions. I'm sure if they would have just asked him, Jack Smith's office, he probably would have sat with them and spoken to them. They didn't have to do all this. But of course they did. But again, it just shows that we are in a surveillance state. Now, you and I have always known this, but all of these Republicans all thought that they were somehow privileged. And speaking of privileged, let's talk about Senator Lindsey Graham for a second. You see, that guy, Lindsey Graham, in case you didn't know, has been around for a very, very long time. In fact, we know that he has been around for a long time because he supported and voted in the Patriot Act. Because you peasants at home should be spied on, but not him. See, he's played the political game, so he thinks he has immunity. Lindsey Graham learned the hard way, though, that he doesn't. That, in fact, those corrupt deep state operatives hate him just like they hate the rest of us. And so his phone records were, too, looked at by those who were working a part of Arctic Frost. And from day one, I told you, oh, look at him. He's doing this theatrical performance because he's so outraged that they crossed the line with him because he thought, by playing this little game, that he was buying himself immunity. But he found out the hard way. You could vote in the Patriot Act. That still won't make these deep state operatives happy. You could advocate and lie to the American people about FISA and pretend like no American is spied on. Lindsey Graham echoing that even during the confirmation hearing for AG Pam Bondi earlier this year. Saying that FISA was increasingly important to our national security. He said that. And so someone who thought he was playing the game thought he would never find himself on the receiving end of the lawfare. Well, looky here. It happened to him. And now he wants everything to change. Everything to change. No. FISA, he said. By the way, this was like a nearly direct quote. It doesn't target American citizens without a warrant. They need a warrant for an American citizen. That's a lie. Anyone who's been paying attention for the last decade knows that's a lie. But he just pushed it a couple months ago. But now he found out that he was also being spied on. And in clip one, you're going to hear Lindsey Graham advocates for her own personal financial gain. Take a listen.
$1,000. I'm going to sue. I want to let you know. I'm going to sue Biden's DOJ and Jack Smith. I'm going to sue Verizon. It's going to be a hell of a lot more than $500,000. This is twice this has happened to me. I was hauled into court in Atlanta for no good reason. Spent $1 million. And the crime is being friends of Trump. Being supporters of Trump.
Did you hear all that? It was all about him. All about him. And this is the problem with Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham has no problem making this all about himself. I'm pretty sure, if I just had to guess, the provision was only added in because Lindsey Graham wanted to be added in. Folks, he could sue. He doesn't need a provision to sue. But if you're looking to secure a very particular amount of money and clear the way to make it a very easy legal battle for you, you'd give yourself a lane. And that's exactly what those senators, whoever were part of that negotiation, did exactly for themselves. Now, I want to be very clear here. I've spoken to those inside of Senator Tommy Tuberville's office, and I was assured that he did not advocate for this provision. In fact, he does not want taxpayers to pay him a single dollar. If he does decide to go about going after the government, he wants those personally who are involved in all of this to be the ones to cough up the expense, not the American taxpayer. Something none of them have really advocated for, besides Tuberville. Tuberville has been very obviously focused on the idea, and he said it on the show. We had him on the show to react to his name being added to this list. Also saying this, I'm focused on getting Judge Boasberg impeached and getting Jack Smith disbarred and thrown in prison. Those are the claims he made yesterday. So Senator Tommy Tuberville claiming he doesn't want you at home to pay. He's going after those who were directly involved. I haven't heard Lindsey Graham call for that. I haven't heard Lindsey Graham call for Jack Smith to be disbarred yet. Instead, it's me. Pay me. You owe me more than $500,000. He is obnoxious, a repulsive human being, and he's everything that is wrong with Washington, D.C. Lindsey Graham advocated for Americans to be spied on while pretending like he wasn't directly advocating for it. And now that he finds himself getting pushed back on by the same people he helped protect, he's not happy. He's not happy. Lindsey Graham, an absolute scumbag. Let's shift gears a little bit. I could rant about Lindsey Graham for a very long time, but you probably already know all this. Let's talk about James Comey. Yesterday, the Justice Department released transcripts from its September efforts to indict former FBI Director James Comey. Now, this is important, folks. Remember, we spoke about it on the show yesterday. This is important because James Comey is trying to pin the idea that the grand jury never heard about the two indictments. They were given a very limited amount. There was a portion of it left out. That was what was claimed. And the judge, I believe, did echo some of that. So the DOJ has released information to be as transparent as possible in this. And according to what they have just released, and we have those documents, it appears that this shows that the foreperson of the grand jury that voted on and agreed to the two-count indictment against Comey allegedly lying and obstructing Congress saw it. And that, in fact, obviously the interim U.S. attorney, Lindsey Holligan, and the assistant attorneys who are handling that case as well, Gabriel Diaz and Tyler Lemon, signed a notice correcting the record and filed it in federal court on Thursday, providing transcribed evidence that the grand jury, after rejecting one count against Comey, approved two other accounts against him. That's what you're seeing on your screen. Again, the court acknowledged the vote and the court doctored the two-count true bill. And obviously the foreperson also confirming just that. So James Comey's going to have to try something else. You see, this was the grounds he was trying to use to get this all tossed out. And so from what it looks like, this will likely not land. They're trying their very best to go out there and get those charges dropped. James Comey, obviously someone who has a lot of family members who have a legal background, are throwing anything that they can at the wall right now, hoping something sticks so that they can get these charges dropped. And it looks like so far that's not going to work out if this is a fair judge. And it really just hangs on that alone. You see, it really depends on what type of judge you do get. As we've heard from legal experts, the current judge involved in this case might be a little biased. So again, we're going to continue to follow that story. Because I think it's fascinating that this is what's continuously going on. I want to give you an update too. Remember that congressman we told you about yesterday who was just recently indicted? Well, let's jump to that. I want to play clip two for you. Yesterday she was kind of confronted by a bunch of media outlets in front of her office. Sheila McCormick is the woman who we're talking about right now. She was indicted on specifically stealing $5 million in FEMA funds. And again, this is very, very, these allegations are very, very concerning. But yesterday when she was confronted by the media, she actually went out there with a serious face and suggested that she was somehow in some way targeted because, get this, she's black. Take a listen.
Thoughts on the indictment, please.
Well, it's an unjust indictment, and it seems like his intimidation tactics have been pervasive. We spent all week seeing different members getting censured, all in hopes of intimidating and kind of distracting from the Epstein files. And I look forward to my day in court so I can prove myself and actually state the truth. But if this is what Congress is becoming, where they're always trying to intimidate you, scare tactics, especially attacking minorities, black and brown people, then we're going to have to keep fighting for the district. And everybody has been giving me so much support, and we're going to keep fighting until the district gets what it needs, which is fair prices, housing, and fair representation of Congress.
What's your response to the calls of some of your colleagues
to step down or resign?
They didn't elect me. It was my district. And so we'll keep fighting for the people and keep working like we're doing now until they get what they need. So we're here for the people. So the only people who elected me should have make that decision. Thank you so much.
Reminder, she's innocent until proven guilty. So we'll hold back a bit here because, you know, everyone has their day to prove this in court. But again, the race card, why do they always throw it out there? Because, well, it's all they have. It's all they have. If the facts are on your side, you don't constantly rely on race to be your biggest backer. Tell us some facts. But you can't. Black and brown people are apparently being targeted. That's all we got from that. It's a continuous theme of victimhood. It's obviously very profitable these days. And it's what you can rely on when the facts aren't on your side. So again, instead of taking the opportunity to say, hey, these are some facts I think are really important for you to get out there to the American people to help prove my innocence, I'm a victim because I'm a black woman. It's getting old, folks, and no one's falling for it anymore. All right, you may have seen it. It caused quite the stir yesterday. I actually didn't even realize it was that much of a big deal, but we'll go with the first part here. Democrats are trying their very best to pull a coup. They are authorizing those or trying to tell those and push those to not comply with orders that they may deem to be too biased in the military. They just don't want those who serve this country to follow President Trump's orders. Again, commander-in-chief, whatever that means these days to them, they don't want him complying. Take a listen to clip three, because this is the message Democrats put out yesterday.
I'm Senator Alyssa Slotkin.
Senator Mark Kelly.
Representative Chris DeLuzio.
Congresswoman Maggie Goodlander.
Representative Chrissy Houlihan.
Congressman Jason Crow.
I was a captain in the United States Navy.
Former CIA officer.
Former Navy.
Former paratrooper and Army Ranger.
Former intelligence officer.
Former Air Force.
We want to speak directly to members of the military
and the intelligence community
who take risks each day
to keep Americans safe.
We know you are under enormous stress and pressure right now.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
Right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law
or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution,
and who we are as Americans. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the ship. Now, obviously, how President Trump responded to that was how you'd expect him to respond to that. Seditious behavior is punishable by death. Follow the orders. I don't know what else to say to people. Democrats can sit here and put out a message telling service members not to abide by orders they potentially disagree with. Where was that type of messaging when the Biden regime was using the DOJ and the FBI at their own leisure, as their own personal police force? Did Republicans put out a message like that? They probably should have. I have no empathy for Democrats, although they're all outraged by the president's response. Seditious behavior punishable by death. Sounds fair. Am I supposed to be outraged? No. Sure you're not either. I don't really have an issue with anything President Trump has said on that front. If you put a message out like this and you're telling members of our military, intelligence community, as they say, don't follow the orders. Don't give up the ship. Oh, how patriotic. People are doing their very best to destroy this country, and putting out a video like that just highlights that they are not aligned with the American people. But instead, they believe that their personal beliefs, their personal political views, are all that matters. That's their compass. Rather than listening to your boss. The Democrats unhinged based on the president's response. But when you're going to put out a message like that, you better get ready for it. Because when President Trump swings, he never misses. All right, folks, I want to tell you, we actually just got a brand new sale over at thealexjonesstore.com. And so I wanted to tell you all to head over there right now, because this is a big one. The Black Friday early sale. Buy one, get one free on all supplements. This is the biggest sale that we've ever done thus far. It's for a very limited time. We actually don't know when this is going to end. This is the latest sale right now over at thealexjonesstore.com. As many of you know, we do new sales all the time. Every couple of hours, a new sale goes on. So right now, you've got this very limited window. Buy one, get one free on all supplements. Plus, for a limited time only, Methylene Red is back in stock. So head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com and make sure you stock up. You know, obviously, Methylene Red was one that sold out pretty quickly. So head on over right now and make sure you fill up your cart. Every time you make a purchase, though, you enter to potentially win a free Jeep and $10,000 in cash. So why not do that right now over at thealexjonesstore.com.
So you were just telling me that you had a brain disease.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene Blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene Blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about Methylene Blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
I was in a wheelchair. That Methylene Blue, I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it, and I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it. I started taking it. And boy, let me tell you something. What a blessing.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
It is a miracle. It's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
Let me tell you something. I'm walking without a cane. I take one pill a day of the ivermectin with the methylene blue. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
My kids take it. My wife takes it.
Everybody takes it.
I used to have to take, what, $10,000 a week?
Right.
To get it in my arm and sit there for 6 hours a day to get it pumped in my system. And now I can take two pills or drink it once a day.
Right.
And pay what? I don't know, $30, $40 a bottle of it.
Depends on what the sale is, yeah.
And it's helping me to have a quality of life that I didn't have before that I have now. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it.
Yeah!
I'm not paid to say this, not one dime. This is the best product you guys have ever had. You guys got to order it at the Alex Jones store.
Our methylene blue, medical grade, made in Florida, is incredible. Cleans out your mitochondria, clarity, focus, energy. You've seen the rave reviews of every guest we've had on. It's game changing.
I feel like, wow, there's power in coalescing all your thoughts.
Did you hear our last guest, what she said happened to her?
No. What?
She said brain fog just lifted.
That's what it feels like.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost, like, feel smarter.
This stuff kicked in, and it, like, instantly I just felt, like, this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. I don't feel jittery. I just felt, like, instantly, like, I went from 5 hours of sleep like I got last night to, like, 10 hours. I don't know how to explain it. This stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene blue works for me.
I feel it in my head and neck, too. My brain's going really fast. I really like it.
Unlimited fabulous power!
Volunteer power!
You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus.
I do feel like it's eliminated the brain fog a lot.
I do subscribe to the methylene blue. I feel better. I feel like I'm 25.
Like I said, I've been taking the methylene blue, and it is freaking awesome. I actually subscribe monthly now to it, and I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it, and they did the same thing.
I'm jacked up on the methylene blue. It's the best thing you guys have ever had. Please go to the Alex Jones.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
American Journal. Got a lot going on over here. Happy Friday, everyone. All right, in case you didn't know, instead of the beginning of the show, but we'll tell you now, in the next segment, which is about 30 minutes, we'll be taking your calls. So give us a ring right now, 877-789-2539. If there's a story that you want to talk about, a news story, give us a call, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. We stick to the topics, and I always feel like I have to say that because there's some people that want to tell me about, like, weird things, like medical-related issues, personal, and I don't know what to tell you about that. So you guys give us a call and keep it to the topics. All right, folks, we got a lot to discuss. Of course, I want to start it off with this update. This is a story that I'm not going to back down from. Actually, let's start with this one. Let me talk about this one. This is it's MS Now story. I don't know. MSNBC. They're trying to change their name to give themselves more credibility. You know, it's hot trash. We don't need a new logo to do just that, but here we are. Okay. So they dropped this report yesterday, and it's an interesting, interesting report because it's what they're saying. Okay. These are their sources. And they do get a lot of leakers because keep in mind, there's a lot of people that do not like President Trump. And so they come out here and they speak to these people. So keep that in mind. They're claiming a federal grand jury in Maryland is investigating whether the Federal Housing Finance Agency director Bill Pulte and the Justice Department official Ed Martin illegally shared sensitive grand jury information with unauthorized people. They're claiming that they have two sources that are telling them just that. Now, specifically, what they're trying to outline here is that this is in regards to the Adam Schiff and Letitia James investigation. They're saying that they improperly shared sensitive grand jury information and that it's a serious breach of the Department of Justice rules. Investigators who are found to have done so can face criminal charges, including obstruction of justice, contempt of court, and other stiff fines. FBI agents have asked witnesses to turn over records and have their interviews with people who have may have presented it to them. So again, this is what they're claiming is going on. Again, there's no actual confirmation behind this. But MSNBC is pretending, or is saying, I should say, that our boys, Ed Martin's a great person, so I will debunk anything for that man. I'm tired of these people going after him. They go after him nonstop. Keep that in mind, because he's one of the very few people that we have at the DOJ who's actually doing their job. And I know that they're going after him, so they're looking for any excuse to get him out of there, because they know he's the only person who's brave enough to do his job. So it's very, very likely this is another slander campaign to just credit someone who is actually doing his best to go after those who weaponize our federal government under the Biden regime and under the Obama regime as well. So don't go all in on this, but I can promise you if there is some legitimacy behind it, it's because they are trying their very best to go after Ed Martin. And obviously, Bill is another one who has done his very best to hold these people accountable, and they don't like that. They don't like that at all. All right, let's dive into the other story. We continue to talk about these illegal aliens who are operating, obviously, under commercial driver's licenses, because the left loves giving illegals driver's licenses, apparently. Nearly one in three truck drivers pulled over during a recent operation in Texas were illegal aliens, many of who received commercial driver's licenses in Texas. That was something that was revealed by Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas. Now, according to them, Texas troopers, with the help of federal immigration authorities, found that 31 of the 105 truckers they pulled over on the state's panhandle on November 11th were illegally in the United States. The sweep follows a series of fatal truck accidents, with those who are operating with CDLs. Now, again, I keep reaching out to the Department of Transportation. I want the numbers. I want the numbers. How many, under the Biden regime, how many of these illegal aliens who are obviously receiving these CDLs, how many of these individuals were involved in car accidents? There's got to be some numbers here. There's got to be some numbers here. And I want those numbers. So as we continue our very best, obviously, to go out there and to expose all of this, just keep in mind, if you live in the state of Texas and you think that, oh, Texas, safe, red state, again, I'm going to keep reminding you, it's not. Texas has been infiltrated. They are using trucks. And again, last week we reported about that alleged terrorist, Islamic terrorist, who was operating with a CDL as well. Now, the experts over at DHS, obviously, warning the American people, say, be very careful, because these people, we don't know what's in their trucks. If you wanted to lead a massive, massive terrorist attack, you possibly could use one of those. It's just one of the many elements that we have to keep our eye on, of course. All right, I want to bring you an update on Miss Tina Peters. She's still sitting right now. It's absolutely disgusting. In a Colorado prison. Tina Peters, a political prisoner who is being held hostage right now. The DOJ trying to get her transferred to federal custody, but again, it's state charges. So that will likely be a battle that is worth fighting, of course. But yesterday, it looks like Tina Peters' Twitter account put this message out. Tina Peters has been moved to solitary confinement today after filing a grievance with the warden about a teacher in the prison making statements to numerous other inmates about her. Some of those inmates informed Tina that this teacher was speaking openly about the fact that Tina is never going to leave prison, that the state will never let her out, etc. Tina asked this teacher about their statements. while passing them in a hallway facility. This resulted in the teacher and inmates obviously getting very aggravated and angry and gaining up and trying to verbally go after her. Inmates openly supported the teacher and their statements and berated Tina Peters. And again, it looks like Tina is now in solitary confinement is abuse. As of now, she's been removed from her normal cell and is currently being held in solitary confinement. She has been told that this is apparently not being punished. That she's not being punished and was allowed to keep her iPad, but does not have access to the internet and therefore cannot make phone calls. Let me just tell you, our federal government knows that solitary confinement is, in fact, abuse. There's plenty of evidence, research that's been done to support just that. So when they sit here and allow a woman of her age to be held in solitary confinement, knowing that she is in poor health, what do you think they're doing? You can't tell me it's not punishment. The mugshot, I actually shared it yesterday on my ex account, broke my heart yesterday. One of her updated mugshots, you could see Tina is not doing well. And who would under these circumstances? This woman did nothing wrong. They are holding her hostage in Colorado. And no one's stepping in. The federal government needs to do more. Sitting here and waiting for this to play out through maybe Colorado will give her over and we could take federal custody of her is garbage. Cut off funding for the state of Colorado. This mugshot breaks my heart. You know, I had the privilege of one of the summits that Tina Peters was at, meeting her. It was hosted by Mike Lindell. She's a great woman. She's very kind. I've exchanged several texts with her. Just a sweet woman. A very, very sweet and kind woman. She does not deserve this. Obviously, Gold Star family, she lost her son. I remember, I believe she was doing an interview with someone, and she pretty much just said, like, I've got nothing else to lose. We have to save this country. And as a result of that, what have they done to her? Well, they have held her hostage in Colorado. They are trying their very best to break her. Enough is enough. I'm tired of playing by the rules. It's like, oh, well, we have to wait. We have to just send them a letter and hope that they transfer her to federal custody. But what if they decide that they don't want to? Now they've got her sitting in a solitary confinement by herself, which is likely 23 to 24 hours alone. Imagine someone locking you in your bathroom for 23, 24 hours by yourself each day for days, weeks. Can't call your family. You get fed through a little slot. No sunlight. You would lose your mind. The government knows it's abuse. The ACLU knows it's abuse. In fact, they used to fight for people when it came to solitary confinement. But now they don't do that if you're conservative, of course. You have to be like a tranny, child rapist, and then the ACLU will help you out. It's absolutely egregious that this is what's going on in the first place, but that's exactly what's happening here. Tina Peters is a patriot. She's a kind woman. She is worth saving. She tried her very best to help this country out, and we have abandoned her. I know our audience hasn't, but all the people working right now in D.C. who aren't actually making real moves right now to help get that woman out, they have abandoned her. Now, I know, again, that these are state charges, not federal charges. But if the state of Colorado wants to start holding Americans as political hostages, we'll play the game. Pull funding. How quickly they will respond if you even threaten to do just that. Tina Peters did nothing wrong. She attempted to blow the whistle on what she deemed as election fraud, and she wanted the American people to see it before the evidence was deleted. So, as a result, they're making an example out of Tina Peters. So Tina Peters right now, sitting in solitary confinement, doesn't deserve to be there. We don't hear anything from our federal government. I know Ed Martin's trying. I know Todd Blanche, according to the report, did send over that letter, but we need more than a letter. A letter is nothing. These people don't care about your damn letters. Cut the funding. Free Tina Peters. It is absolutely egregious that this is still going on in the first place. President Trump has been in the White House for over 10 months now. 10 months. What are we doing here? What are we doing? You've allowed these Democrats to continue holding Americans as hostages. Your presidency means absolutely nothing until these people are all freed. Tina Peters, those who were allegedly a part of the kidnapping hoax of Governor Whitmer, by the way, was led by the FBI, more FBI informants than actual Americans who were just trying to kidnap the governor. They were given drugs, alcohol. All of that was included, of course, in their criminal persecution. All the things that they said, they intentionally left out the fact that they were all under the influence, though, of course. Courtesy of our FBI, because you want to drive up those domestic terrorism numbers. Again, months ago, I spoke to Ed Martin. Ed Martin said he was looking into it. That interview going viral, and sadly, the White House being a group of cowards backed away because Governor Whitmer said, after hearing the interview, that she doesn't want those men to be freed. But Governor Whitmer, have you even asked the simple question as to why the FBI wanted to kidnap you so badly? And I say that lightly, obviously, because we all know that she was in on it as well. She knew that they weren't really going to come after her. In fact, there were so many corrupt members of the FBI, informants, people who were working on their side, that a lot of them lost their jobs. One of the agents, actually, after having a sex party with his wife and others, was accused of domestic violence, I believe, in a drunken rage, and was tossed from the agency. He was a big one, though, for them when it came to going after these people. There's so much corruption in all of this, and sadly, everyone right now in Washington, D.C. is a group of cowards because they refuse to make bold moves. Bold moves like pulling funding from the state of Colorado to free Tina Peters, and bold moves to save those individuals in the Whitmer kidnapping plot, the hoax that was. Folks, I sat there with Ed Martin. Again, this is why I told you they're going after Ed Martin. It was the last interview, the very first and the very last interview I got with Ed Martin. Of course, they won't give me one now again. Just simply asking questions went viral. And everyone in the mainstream media was talking about it when they realized that Ed Martin was talking about, when I asked about releasing those individuals, everyone was fired up and pissed off about that one. As a result, I can't interview Ed Martin anymore. And the individuals that we're advocating for have not been freed yet. Why? Well, there's several things sitting on Todd Blanche's desk these days. I don't know if it's the Whitmer stuff. It sounded like Governor Whitmer, after our interview was released, Whitmer apparently spoke to President Trump, according to her, and President Trump said, if you don't want me to do it, then I won't do it. Coward. All right, let's switch things up a little bit before I get you all fired up on this beautiful Friday morning. First off, folks, if you haven't called in, feel free to do just that, 877-789-2539. If you want to weigh in on any of these topics, we're going to be taking your calls in about, let's just say, 12 minutes. So give us a call, 877-789-2539, relevant to the topics we've discussed thus far, of course. All right, let's talk about, because I keep talking about the food stamps. There's so much fraud in these food stamp programs. I had no idea 42 million people were getting food stamps in this country. So that was like a very enlightening moment for me. And now as we continue to sift through all the information, we're learning that if you live in the state of California and you get EBT, well, good news. You could actually use your EBT benefits to get fast food. That's according to the very latest we're learning on clip 4. I want you to listen very carefully because I didn't know they could do this, but apparently they can. Take a listen.
What we have found is that within the SNAP program, there is a way for certain states to apply for programs that allow those SNAP dollars to go to fast food restaurants. There are currently 9 states that allow that. And what we have found is in just the last 2 years, taxpayer dollars going into SNAP, those SNAP dollars of the amount of $524 million was spent on fast food. We know that we have health issues across the board here in the United States of America. Those SNAP dollars, and I'll remind everybody that the N in SNAP stands for nutrition, should not be going to fast food.
Obviously, I shouldn't be going to fast food, but they already knew just that. Folks, we're keeping our eye right now on a hearing that's going on right now on the Capitol Hill. It's in regards to socialism. Surprise, surprise. Now, that's an interesting timeline, given the fact that Zohran Mamdani will be making his way to the White House in just a few hours. Oh, and it looks like Maxine Waters is up. Let's hear from this babbling idiot right now. Take a listen.
It is estimated that the illegal, disastrous tariffs Trump has imposed will amount to an average tax increase of $1,200 in 2025 and $1,600 in 2026 per household, and represent the largest U.S. tax increase as a percent of GDP since 1993. And not only are Trump's policies raising prices for everyone, they're killing American jobs. Although he campaigned on bringing back manufacturing to the United States, President Trump's tariffs policies have killed 42,000 manufacturing jobs. Since the beginning of this year, U.S. employers have eliminated
nearly 1.1 million jobs. That's the topic, socialism these days, but whatever. She's just a fool. We'll keep our eye, though, on the hearing, and or I guess just like the public comments they're all making. And if anything interesting happens, we'll bring you to it, of course. Interesting timeline, though, given the fact that President Trump is going to be meeting with the communist who's now taking over New York City. All right, folks, I want to bring this up because I think this is an important story that we covered several times in this program. I want to talk about this, specifically meat prices. Now, as many of you guys know, President Trump just a few weeks ago did order that the DOJ start investigating why beef prices are so expensive here in the United States. Well, right now, the DOJ's antitrust division, Gail Slater, is going to be heading that investigation, looking into what beef prices are all about. Beef prices are very expensive right now. I know somebody who is a carnivore. It is very, very expensive for me to get my steak. It is very expensive for me to get my ground beef these days, even at a butcher. I know a lot of people say buy local, and I try my very best to do it, but man, is it expensive. I think I just paid $25 a pound for New York strip the other day. I mean, it was bad. It was bad. Ground beef, about a pound of ground beef, because I try to go with the leanest one possible, it was about $8 a pound. And that price just recently went up. It was about, I think, $6.50 a pound prior to that. So it's getting really, really bad. But President Trump, I guess, is trying to fight back. And this is why we're going to talk about this, because he's trying his best to fight back and push back on the beef prices. And by doing so, he is removing tariffs on Brazilian beef and coffee. Now, this is deeply concerning because we've spoken about this on the show when we had cattle rancher Matt Hamilton on the program. This is deeply alarming. Now, there's a lot of humanitarian issues regarding this because the Brazilians do not have the same set of standards that we do here in this country when it comes to, obviously, the quality of the beef that they're producing, but most importantly, the human rights violations, slave labor, potentially. Now, our producer, Matt, has been following all of this and told him to jump in if we miss something or if he wants to bring something up, but I do think this is really, really important right now because we talked about this. The Brazilian beef imports are significantly cheaper because they're not dealing with the same level of regulations that they are here in this country for American ranchers. So now that President Trump is lifting these tariffs to help Brazilian beef companies, well, what does this actually mean for those in the United States? The rising cost of beef is a very serious issue. And it's one of the main reasons why President Trump is dealing with a declining approval number. That's according to Reuters. Brazil approximately has 232 million head of cattle accounts for a quarter of the global beef exports. A large portion of this beef, as well as tallow, leather, and pet food, enters into the United States. Now, again, we had Matt Hamilton on this program, and he detailed all of the issues that he has with a company named JBS. Now, he outlined allegations that apparently he was making and that the federal government has made previously. And I reached out to JBS for comment to debunk this, and they never responded. Wonder why. But when it comes to beef prices, this is a very concerning issue. But why is it these Brazilian companies are going to get the hand up in all of this by not having to abide by the same regulations that American beef cattle ranchers have to abide by. That's the reason why prices are very expensive these days. Now, while beef prices, obviously, here are very expensive, we're going to have to see what's going to happen in regards to all of this now that we're going to be bringing in likely more Brazilian beef. But on July 24th of 2025, a corporate accountable, Labs, published a report, BS, they say the word, forced labor in Brazil's beef and tallow supply chain, which according to this report details these abuses and traces the supply chain about 15 ranches into the United States. And they are mainly going after corporations, including JB, Minerva, Marfridge, Diamond Green Diesel, Pfizer Group, and Arkamco, probably butchered that one, Americans Profit, for forced labor. What does forced labor mean? Very likely, that could probably mean that they're using children as labor. So this is deeply concerning. Why are we allowing American ranchers to be put at a massive disadvantage by over-regulating and then allowing beef into our market that doesn't have to follow and abide by those same regulations? And in fact, could possibly be, if these allegations are true, using slave labor, children, to work. Now, I get it. He's trying his very best to bring down the prices as quickly as he can, but abiding by these corrupt, potentially corrupt, corporations is deeply, deeply concerning. These allegations are very, very serious, and we demand that the President of the United States at least acknowledge the fact that these Brazilian beef companies could possibly be getting an upper hand by not having to go and abide by the same level of regulations, but most importantly, the human rights violations that could be happening right now. Now, of course, we're going to reach out to the company that's been putting out the information in regards to and making all these allegations to see if they'd like to come onto the show to detail just that. But I'm also keeping an eye on an investigation that's taking place right now by the Antitrust Division. And I look forward to making sure that they have this information at their fingertips as well. I just want to remind you to head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com. Our Black Friday sales are kicking off earlier than others, of course. Buy one, get one free on all supplements. It's for a very limited time, a few hours. So you're going to want to head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com and make sure you stock up on this BOGO sale on all supplements. Folks, head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com because we don't know when this is going to end. We'll be right back.
I know y'all are tired of me talking about this, but let's talk about methylene blue.
Methylene blue.
Methylene blue.
Methylene blue.
I have shared the methylene blue with my crew.
Buy it before it's banned because I just found another use for it after the bloody wart it removed my face. I fell down the other day and scraped up my leg, and I added some of the liquid stuff here, the methylene blue, stopped the bleeding, alleviated the pain, and then I put a Band-Aid over it, and now it's healed up on, faster. So they don't buy it before it's banned, y'all.
That's crazy. I love how everybody in the InfoWars audience just buys methylene blue and just starts doing science experiments.
Well, it's known that it has topical applications to it, right? You talk about the wart. Other people have talked about, like maybe stomach issues here and there, other things. It has antimicrobial properties, but only really to gram-negative bacteria. So only really the bad things involved.
So there you go.
One more thing, y'all. I haven't slept 8 hours without urinating since I was like 20. This stuff is I don't have to go every 5 minutes. I'm like a 20-year-old as far as my prostate goes.
Very interesting. Thank you for the call, Bart.
I'm really proud of the Alex Jones store. When Bigley came in at first, I didn't really know what to think of it, but I saw the products they came out with, and they're willing to work with me, and I really got to have fun with them, and I got to bring some cool things to market like Methyl Drive and Power Plant specifically I'm very proud of. It's been a blast to get to work with Bigley. They work with some of the best supplement manufacturers in the country, and what I've been able to do with them is I've really been able to come out with a lot of these new blends that really are effective for people and have efficacious doses without the blend, without the fillers, without kind of, lower quality mixtures used to getting at certain places. It's been really incredible to work with Bigley.
Again, thank you so much. Check out thealexjonesstore.com today, and I thank you for keeping us on the air.
excited that you're all joining us. Happy Friday, everyone. A lot going on over here. We're getting ready to kick off the next portion of the show by taking your calls, of course. We've got a lineup of people. So I'm going to make sure I get through everyone, of course. If you haven't done so already, you can try to give us a call. But it looks like we've got a full house right now. So we will work our way from the very top of the list all the way down to the bottom of that list. So if you're on hold right now, stay put. We've got a lot to discuss, of course. We've got a lot else going on in the world today. We will also be talking to two Patriots, two people who I love them. Let's just say that. I will not downplay my love for Sonia Lobosco and Dave Londo. They are two fighters, two patriots over at the Air Marshal National Council. And they represent so many incredible patriots who work within the Air Marshal, obviously, the Fed Air Marshal. They call them FAM. That's a term that I've learned that they use quite often. But I love these people to death because they continuously are going out there to fight for the American people, fight for their FAM members, and also to make sure that those who are trying to not do their jobs at the top of these federal agencies are called out. And they did just that. We got an exclusive for you today, and I look forward to breaking all of that down for you, of course. So I'm excited for that. I'm also excited to also have Larry Taunton on the program later today because Larry's got a lot that he wants to sound off on in regards to Islam, but most importantly, Zohran Mamdani making his way into the White House. This is a bigger issue than I think most people understand, and he wants to break that down for us. Also, the RARE Foundation, which is ran by Amy Mack, she released a report yesterday, and the report is very, very telling. She's gotten these sound bites, and these sound bites are incredible because apparently there's a mosque that allows someone to come in and speak. And obviously he is not someone, I believe he's Pakistani. He's somebody who is saying, you can hit your wife, but just don't leave any marks, and giving them tips on how not to leave a mark. And then he allegedly is also saying things like, you could beat your wives, just don't kill them. That's very kind of them. I'm sure when he said that too out loud, they probably thought, this is me sounding nice. So Amy Mack has exposed just that, and we look forward to hearing her report as well and talking over with Larry. I also have Mel Kay joining us as well in the third hour of the program. Mel's going to sound off on what happened yesterday over at the UN. The UN going over President Trump's peace deal to end the Russia-Ukrainian war. But interesting enough, there's two sides to this, and we heard both sides yesterday actually play out. Russia sent in their envoy yesterday to hear us, or hear their side of everything, saying that apparently, according to them, Ukraine has lost 1.7 million soldiers in this war. And then Ukraine yesterday, they sent their deputy representative to the UN yesterday to reject the main points of the Trump peace plan. We'll play that for you here as well, because it's very, very fascinating, of course. The plan itself, though, it's pretty cut and dry. President Trump is saying there's no NATO membership for Ukraine, EU membership. U.S. $100 billion in frozen Russian assets will go to Ukraine's reconstruction. The United States receives 50% of that profit. Europe contributes an additional $100 billion. Pretty wild. It also apparently is also going to lift sanctions and G8 membership for Russia. Ukraine remains a non-nuclear state. But also, too, we'll outline it, too, when Mel calls in. There's a latest corruption scandal hitting Ukraine, and it's almost never ending at this point. There's an outline of allegations that are making their way over there, and it's pretty much saying that there was over $100 million in kickback and money laundering schemes going on. That would surprise me, of course. It's never ending, folks. It's never ending. Actually, the Russian envoy, when he came in, he's like, oh, another Ukrainian scandal. How strange. How strange. That's how he kicked it off, too. All right, folks, we're taking your calls. I've got a bunch of people on hold right now. We'll be listening in on that in just a few moments. So do not go anywhere. If you're on hold, stay put. We're going to try to make our way down the full list of callers today. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. Like I mentioned earlier, we're kicking off the Black Friday sale a little bit earlier than expected. It's buy one, get one free on all supplements for the next few hours. I don't know when the sale is going to end, so head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now and make sure you indulge in this sale. Buy one, get one free on all of your favorite supplements. And Methylene Red is back in stock for a limited time, of course. And now's the time to start buying. Head on over to the Alex Jones store right now. More in about a minute.
We are live, still on air. That's right. All the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, Hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited that you're all jumping on with us, of course. Happy Friday, everyone. All right, I told you we'll be taking your calls in this portion of the show. So we've got a long list of callers, so we're going to be making our way from the top down to the bottom, of course. So let's kick things off with Tim. Tim, welcome to the show. It's an honor to have you on today, my friend. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, Brianna. Before I get to the subject real quick, let me just stray off in the weeds. You know, Trump's done a real good job with the chicken thing. I guess if you don't ever live on a farm, it might not occur to people. You know, the time from the time you lay an egg to the time it gets to your table and you're eating it is 45 days for chickens. The same thing with beef is like 1.5 years. So wow. Trump's only been in office like 9 months. So it's just the differences of the development of the different animals and creatures and stuff. It's going to take a little longer to straighten out the beef issue. Anyways, that's not what I called about. What I called about is, hey, you've already arrived at it. You know, the House of Representatives, like right now on Capitol Hill, is getting ready to vote on H-Con Res number 58. And it's talking about the horrors of socialism. And this was introduced by Representative Maria Elvira Salazar, the Republican representative from Florida, and also Senator Rick Scott. He also Republican from Florida. But, you know, she's Ms. Salazar is actually the child of, you know, refugees from Cuba and so forth, and not to mention she's covering the Miami area and so forth. So she's, as she started her speech on the floor today, she was explaining that, hey, her point of reference is she gets to go and meet with people that had their arms and legs bitten off by sharks trying to get here, and that, you know, she fully understands the horrors of communism, socialism, Marxism, whatever you want to call it. That's the way she described it. And so basically the purpose of this resolution is to denounce socialism in all of its forms. And it leads on, you know, she asserts that this only leads to collective tyranny, shared poverty, and human misery. But interestingly, all the people that got up that are speaking today from the Republican representatives are talking about the subject. And as you duly noted, the other ones are very deflective. They're not getting up there enough. You know, promoting socialism or whatever, but they're getting boxed into a corner here, as you well know. You know, Mamdani and going to the White House today is just complete comedy that is happening at the exact same time they're having this vote on the floor today. And they tried this earlier. In 2023, they passed a very similar type thing, but it stalled. You know, it was blocked from consideration in the Senate at that time. Maybe now it won't be blocked that they voted declared socialist as the mayor of New York City and the world's financial capital. Maybe now they'll sober up.
Yeah. Tim, I think you're onto something here. You know, it's so funny, Tim. So you talk about Salazar. I am from South Florida, originally New York, and I moved to South Florida. And I learned from sources on the ground, this is a couple of years ago, that she was going to the WEF, they were having their forum, and she was going to it, and I grilled her on it, because it wasn't, I don't think, public at the time, and she dodged me like the plague. She still went. But she didn't want to be confronted about going to the World Economic Forum event. She wasn't going to tell me. She was going to debunk all the nonsense that was coming out of there. So I just believe she's a WEF mouthpiece at this point. And this is, again, just with how members of Congress tried to waste our time. I mean, what's going to come of any of this, Tim? You think anything?
Nothing. No, exactly. That's why it's better that I would go off in another weeds. I better not. But just it's better that the thing with Trump today, you know, I think he's going to be in the room with the guy. I don't know if they'll allow cameras in, but I think it's going to be like one of those things, like when the green shirt man came in from Ukraine, you know. You know, he had to scold him for the way he looked, and then the next time he showed up, oh, thanks for dressing up, you know.
I hope. I mean, it gives him too much credibility. I wasn't really happy when I saw that he was getting to the Oval Office. I'm like, can't this just be an email? I don't think you could work with communists. I don't think you could work with these Islamist these terrorist sympathizers. But, I mean, he already let the guy in Syria in.
Neither one. That's why I think it's alarming to everybody. I guess, you know, keep your enemies closer. That must be the only thing I can think of that he's doing is like, hey, I don't want these guys, you know, far away. Let's sit here and look eyeball to eyeball so that you understand I'm serious as a heart attack when I tell you this, right? And then they can just remember things like the guy, I can't remember his name now, the guy that was right next to the Iranian airport or whatever, and he just blew him up in his car. It's like, yeah, you know, you shouldn't have killed all these people. You're a terrorist. And I had my chance, and I said, yeah, go ahead and take him. And they did. I can't think of his name now. I can see his face. But
yeah,
you know who I'm talking about, right? The guy they killed outside.
Yeah, I just don't want to be wrong. Yeah. Say the wrong
name. Okay, me neither. And I can't remember. I'm too old. Anyways, I
me too. Tim, you're not alone. Don't worry about it. But, you know, this is why we have methylene red. It's supposed to help with your brain fog. So this is something great for everyone involved. So, Tim, thank you for calling. I appreciate it, of course. We appreciate the discussion, flagging this and keeping it on our radar, of course, because the irony is incredible. I want to get to Dustin right now in Ohio. Dustin, it seems like you want to talk about Lindsey Graham. So welcome to the show.
Yeah. Good morning, beautiful Brianna. How are you
thank
this
you.
Morning?
I'm good. How are you doing, my friend?
Doing well. Doing well. Thank you. Yeah, it's funny with Lindsey Graham. He gets up in a bunch whenever people spy on him. But he was the first he was one of them to sign on to the Patriot Act, or as I call it, the Unpatriot Act, which allows our government to spy on us without a warrant in the realm that we are a quote unquote terrorist. And as you see in the present time now, you fast forward, you know, almost 24, 25 years after 9/11, it was used to spy on like parents going to parent-teacher conferences, speaking out against trans in school and trans ideology. They're considered terrorists. See, terrorist is a loose term. And actually, if you go to Webster's and look up terrorism, one of the definitions is that it's a tactic used by governments for means of control. And that I don't understand why Trump and his team of patriots are not getting rid of the Patriot Act, because that enables us to be spied on. And he did. He's very successful at closing our borders and getting people out of our country that don't belong here. So if we have a sealed country with just Americans in it, then we can naturally assume that 99.99% of the Americans are not terrorists. They're not. They don't have ill wishes on any. Well, I mean, you know, generally speaking. But regardless, if they have reasonable cause to suspect somebody of terrorism, then a warrantless search and a warrantless spying, you wouldn't have to do that, because if you have enough probable cause, you can actually have a proper warrant to be able to do that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's so funny, Dustin. Lindsey Graham was somebody who just recently, earlier this year, was advocating for the extension of FISA. And this is what they do to President Trump. They say that, you get all this information, this intel from FISA, and that's why we can't get rid of this. We need to keep extending it. And they do it, obviously, with a straight face. And he probably doesn't even realize how much garbage they're feeding him when it comes to that stuff. And so he just allows it to go on. So I don't think they're ever going to stop the Patriot Act. I don't think they're ever going to intervene in any of that. And Lindsey Graham, when he was speaking to AG Pambani at the time when she was going through her confirmation hearings with a straight face, said, you know, that they can't spy on Americans without a warrant. And so the irony in all of this is just laughable. Dustin, thank you for calling. Again, it's just so frustrating, but Lindsey Graham is an absolute liar. And it's funny how he's the first one, the most vocal one so far, talking about suing because the government spied on him. Well, get in line, Lindsey Graham. Get in line. I want to go to our next caller, Wild in Wisconsin. Wild, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing, Brianna? I love the red dress, Friday red dress.
Looks Thank
great.
You.
The hair is on point. The nails look great. Everything's always in point.
Bad. You're quickly getting promoted to my favorite caller of the day so far, Wild. Thank you very much.
Yeah. But I had a product idea for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You guys sell the colloidal silver and detoxifying stuff and iodine for calcium spike, the pineal gland. And for a couple of years now, I've been taking colloidal gold, which is like silver, but a little different element. And like it is really good for lucid dreaming. I'm a lucid dreaming person. I like exploring the dream world and stuff. I think it's the same world that we visit and go to after we die, and just different connection strength. And I thought it would be a great product for you guys. It detoxifies the body as well. It's a really good detoxifier and has that unique ability that you get really vivid dreams and you're able to remember your dreams better. So I thought it would be like in simpatico with your product lineup.
I like it. I like it. I know producer Matt likes this idea too. We'll explore this later on, but thank you for that. I know you also want to talk about Epstein. So what's going on there?
Yeah. I haven't heard you talk about it. I've only heard Harrison talk about it, but I really like, you hear your reaction and, Alex Jones' reaction. I'm not saying he's, you know, covering up, for the Jews or anything, but there's this Maria Farmer clip, and Maria Farmer was a victim of Epstein, and she's on that MTG letter signing it, that she's with MTG and the other victims, the Jane Doe's and such. And she explicitly said that it was like a Jewish supremacy cult and that they were super racist against blacks and would call her a dog and goyim, and they had this rule that they weren't allowed to have any victims that were Jewish. And I just haven't heard that played on the air from you guys. And I think it's important because she's also brings up Trump a lot, Maria Farmer, that is. Now, granted, he never saw him do anything, but he was always like, not always, he was like multiple times brought up by her being in the vicinity and talking about things. So I thought it was an important news angle. You know, I think it's pretty clear now that I don't think there's anything damning on Trump unless there was something fabricated,
yeah,
because they would have released it otherwise. But I won't jabber jaw on too much because of the coffee. I focus more in on what your thoughts on that Maria Farmer clip, if you ever saw it.
Yeah, I haven't seen the clip. I just looked up her lawsuit, though. It's a bit lengthy, so I have to read through it. But it looks like it's 63 pages, but it looks like she just filed this earlier this year. So yeah, before I give you an opinion, I'm going to have to look into this one because I have not been familiarized with her specifically. But yeah, I mean, I'm definitely open to look into it and to, after reading through it, I don't mind, you know, telling you my thoughts on it though. Yeah.
You know, with prostitutes, you know, if they're getting paid to, give their, sell their bodies, mm-hmm. I always have worry, you know, and I think they were doing crazy drugs too. Obviously, you know, I'm worried that, you know, that they're also getting paid to do like smear campaigns on people, because I think that was the ultimate op, kind of like Operation Midnight Climax. I don't know if you heard of that, is to like get compromising material on people to hold as leverage. And also, you know, to mind control people, because, you know, everyone knows the power of romance, and it can be more powerful than the strongest drug in people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think you're onto something. There's a bunch of clips, so I'll have to go through this later. But I appreciate you bringing it to my attention. We'll add it to the show notes, and I'll make sure to go over this for next time. Thank you for putting that on my radar, though. You know, I appreciate that, Wild. So thank you again, and thank you for calling in as always. All right, let's shift over to Benny in Tennessee. Ben, I believe you want to talk about surveillance and the senators. So welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you, Brianna?
Good. How are you doing?
Just want to say that your dedication to confirming before presenting is quite refreshing in the news world. And
thank you.
You clapped up a place. Tell Alex that.
Thank you. No, I appreciate that. It's my favorite thing to do, though. It truly is.
It's amazing how you walk the walk before you talk the talk, and that's important.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Benny.
Now, about the my question about the $500,000 that the senators can sue for because their privacy was invaded, isn't there somewhere between the 14th and the 27th Amendment, isn't there something that says they can't pass any legislation that benefits them without due process or keeping it from it benefits them different than the public that they're supposed to be writing legislation for?
I'd have to look. I know we had an attorney yesterday on the show, and he did say this could have been what it meant. I don't think he went into detail about the constitutional challenges, though, specifically. But he did say, because I asked him, why would they even need this? They could just file a lawsuit if they needed to. And he did say that this would help them go around a lot of the potential turbulence to file these lawsuits. So maybe that's what he was alluding to there. I don't think he cited the Constitution specifically, though. But he did say that the reason for the provision would be to make it a little bit easier for them. So it's likely that that's the case. I could ask him and shoot him a message to follow up on that to get some more specifics on that front. But yeah, I'm not 100% certain on that front. And it's crazy because like even Senator Tommy Tuberville's office said that they never even asked for any of this, that they were just going to go after her and potentially if they wanted to sue, they were doing it on their own grounds. They weren't going to ask anyone for any favors on that front. So I think he's the only one who's come out so far, though, to say that. So there's that.
I just thought there was something constitutionally that stops them from benefiting from something that they pass a law that doesn't apply equally to everybody in the United States. And that's just the question. And then the other one, I'm just curious if the Democrats who made those the videos about the illegal orders, I'm just curious if they were that deep in thought about that when FBI and CIA and everybody was doing all the stuff against Trump that was obviously illegal, if they had that same question for them.
Of course, you know, they didn't have that same question. They were part of the machine. So, you know, they didn't want to tell anyone, oh, if you're at the FBI right now and you're raiding a home because, well, the warrant for its that DEC is a misdemeanor trespassing allegation, just raid the home. Don't even ask any questions. Just go for it. Smash their surveillance cameras, too, so that you don't have to have any footage or circulating online of you violating their constitutional rights. Make sure you do that, too. So, no, they never did that, of course. Wouldn't that have been inconvenient to their narrative, Benny?
I'm gonna plug that everybody needs to start using this methylene purple.
So you're a fan of the combination of methylene blue and methylene red, and then you get methylene purple, which I've heard a lot of people saying on X, and they tag me in it. That's what they're doing these days. I have the sour strawberry flavored one. Obviously, the methylene red and is great. This is like how you're always gonna want to start your day. I have to say. You probably don't even need caffeine after you do one of these. So
yeah,
it's great.
The combination just really, it sharpens your mind. I've always been a big numbers guy, and as I got older, it kind of faded away. But it sharpened my mind back up to the point where I am seeing patterns in random numbers and random situations in life again, which is something I used to do all the time and got away from it. And this stuff has really sharpened. It's like rejuvenated my mind.
Yeah. Well, that's good to hear, Benny. And we appreciate you calling in today. I'm glad it's working out for you and for our audience. Again, we're doing BOGO right now. It's the early Black Friday sale over at the alexjonesstore.com. It's going to last for a couple of hours. So just make sure you head on over there and get that savings. That's a big one, of course. I want to turn to our next caller. Looks like Savage Dog from Georgia. Our friend is back on the lines. Welcome back, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Brianna. How are you today?
No complaints over here. How are you?
I'm blessed.
I like to hear that.
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to talk about finally, about damn time, Trump comes out and says, gives like a final shot across the bow, you're committing sedition and treason. And I think that, you know, his first term, he had to be a little careful. He had to bite his tongue a lot because re-election. But now he's more like Clint Eastwood and Gran Torino, you know, get off my lawn and just point a gun right in your face. he's not playing. And it's good to see finally these little children in Congress, you know, getting put in the corner and putting time out and saying, all right, I gave you a warning. Next time I'm taking my belt off. The only problem is he's got to take either – he's got to do one of two things. He's got to take Pam Bondi into the Oval Office and say, let me tell you something. You need to start doing your job or you're going to get replaced.
Yeah.
Or just go ahead and straight up fire and put a bulldog in. I don't care who. I mean, I guess constitutionally he can fire her and then without having approval from the Senate can put somebody in for like 120 days and then another whatever amount of days and another until he has to have approval. Get Matt Gaetz in there. Go ahead and let Matt Gaetz have his chance. He's got nothing to lose. He won't care. He'll go in there and he'll fire some shots down range. And but, you know, the warning is one thing. And watching the Democrats all go into a full-blown panic, even though they're trying to, you know, make themselves look like they're being tough and strong. Oh, Trump wants to kill congressmen. No, he wants you to stop being seditious and treasonous toward our country. And, man, listening to Alex yesterday, I got fired up. I mean, I have not heard good news like that in a long time. Finally, somebody with some cojones getting in there and making a statement like Trump did. He don't care. It really looks like he's ready to get something done. He just got to have somebody there to get it done for him because, of course, he's not going to be able to.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I like to see stuff like this. I mean, the reality is they threw the first punch. I don't understand why Democrats are out here. And they like ambushed yesterday on the Hill. I was watching footage of them ambushing Speaker Mike Johnson. Like, can you believe he said that? He threatened to kill them. And it's like, Mike Johnson's like, well, what they did was pretty egregious, don't you think? And of course, the media just like focused on Trump's response and not what the actually, was the effect, what the prior of all that was. And they only want to focus on what the effect of it was. Again, these people just don't seem to care for the truth. And that's just the reality behind this. These people are evil, evil humans. And they don't even want to acknowledge the fact that they even said that in the first place, which is the most wildest thing. And they threw the first punch and they can't sit here and take the second one, the follow up, the response. This is what they do, though. I mean, you know, I'm not even trying to lecture you, Savage Dog. I know you know this by now, but these people are treasonous. They're treasonous pigs. I say it all the time in the show. These are low-life losers. These are people who do not deserve the positions they're in, but they're in those positions. And they are evil, evil people actively looking to destroy this country. To say it's a coup is an understatement, what they just tried to do. They had no problem putting out that message and using their former experience as service members as the validation to justify their message. It's absolutely disgusting and egregious. Thank you for calling, Savage Dog. We got about a minute left, so unfortunately, I don't think we're going to take any of the callers right now. But I appreciate everyone on the line today. I'm sorry. On Monday, though, I'll give you a second opportunity to give us a call in, of course. But I try to make my way down the list as quickly as I can. Sometimes I ramble a little bit longer than expected, so I apologize for that. But thank you for everyone who's been waiting on hold. I appreciate you, and I appreciate your insight, of course, that you were looking to share. We'll do this again on Monday, of course. In the meantime, though, I want to remind our audience to head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now. It's buy one, get one free on all supplements. That's going on for the next few hours, so you're going to want to head on over there and make sure you do just that. Also, we just got Methylene Red back in stock. That's been out for a while, and as you heard from our last caller, it's great to pair up with Methylene Blue as well. Also, in the meantime, sign up for the Alex Jones Hat Club. For $30 a month, you get hats that are not sold at the Alex Jones store. You're going to get these exclusive hats for $30 a month shipped straight to your home. So head on over to the Alex Jones store right now and make sure you get in on these offers. All right, folks, we got more on the way in just a moment.
The incredibly positive health effects of Methylene Blue are well documented. RFK Jr. has promoted it. He takes it daily. But I got to tell you, I had taken it 7 years ago when my medical doctor recommended it. He said, just get a USP brand that means medical grade. And I bought it on Amazon. Had almost no effect. But when our sponsor, Bigly, at thealexjonesstore.com, came out with theirs 8 months ago, made in Florida by a literal laboratory,
It blew me away and changed my life. The clarity, the focus, the energy with no letdown has been insane. And in the last 8 months, you've seen everybody from Roseanne Barr to you name it, take the product and just have absolutely insane clarity and energy effects generally in about 30 minutes. That's incredible. But everybody that I know that's taken it, that I've checked back with, has long-term effects in the first few weeks and months that just build up. Better workouts, better clarity, better sleep, better focus. It's simply insane. Experience what Patrick Byrne experienced. Experience what Stuart Rhodes experienced. Experience what all these other individuals experienced when they took this incredible product in capsules and the liquid at thealexjonesstore.com. And then when you experience it, tell your friends and family about it and tell them about the broadcast so they don't just get this great product and the great effects, they also find the truth. This is a 360 win for everyone.
I can feel a definite, like an energy spike. Feels pretty good.
That is what it feels like. My brain's going really fast.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
Yeah!
You better start drinking that methylene blue, son.
But it's not just our in-studio guests that have taken it and been blown away, all of them. It's the callers. It's the listeners. It's a mailman from Rhode Island. Here's just a small sampling of the testimonials of our callers and listeners when they took Ultramethylene Blue.
I have shared the Methylene Blue with my crew, and everybody has really noticed the effect.
I was in a wheelchair. That Methylene Blue, I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it.
This is the best product you guys have ever had.
I feel like I'm 25.
Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
We only sell supplements that are documented to absolutely blow people away because we want you to have a great effect so you come back and get it again and again. And it's so good for you. So experience what our guests, our families, our friends have experienced themselves by getting Ultramethylene Blue in capsules and in tincture discounted right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Take action, defend the Republic, defend the First Amendment, defend the InfoWar, and empower your body, empower your health, and empower your life. We are live, still on air. Despite all the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to The American Journal. Oh, we've got a lot to discuss. So many people have been waiting for this moment. I know on X I released a kind of like a little teaser that we're going to be talking about an exclusive story on this program. And this one's calling out a DEI hire. That's a big one. Folks, I want to bring your attention to a story we reported last week. There was a massive Florida law enforcement effort to rescue missing children and children in, from, you know, obviously hundreds missing, but these children were endangered. And so what happened was, is local law enforcement all got together and they made an incredible effort to rescue these children, and they rescued 122 children. Now, that's a big deal. It was called Operation Home for the Holidays. And again, it was led by several law enforcement agencies, even the Florida Attorney General stepping in and making that announcement at a press conference on Monday. They called it one of the largest operations of its kind in U.S. history. Now, again, this affected, and this included both states and local resources, alongside, and this is according to New York Post, U.S. Marshals to locate these children, including 57 children in the Tampa Bay area, 14 in Orlando, and 22 in Jacksonville, and 29 in Fort Myers, according to the state's AG's office. But interesting enough, when more resources were needed to help these children out, apparently those calls were disputed. There's a woman that we're going to talk about right now, and I want you to know that I actually did reach out to her to get her side of all of this prior to breaking the story to you. Unfortunately, though, after directly emailing her work business email accounts, she did not get back to us. There's a new letter that was just released, and it comes to us from the great folks over at the Air Marshal National Council. They're calling for an investigation to federal air marshal special agent in charge, Alana Bell, after she allegedly refused to provide law enforcement assistance to rescue efforts for those children that we just talked about in Florida's Operation Home for the Holidays. Now, Bell is accused of rejecting multiple requests to assist in these rescue efforts and to help bring these children home. Now, again, let me remind you, I reached out to Bell before breaking this story to you and sharing this letter with you. And unfortunately, she did not get back to us with a response. Now, we have since forwarded this over to DHS, so this is on their radar. But just a simple Google search as to who Bell is, well, she's a fan of DEI. And in one article, which thanks to the folks over on X, tagged me in. This is a story from 2022 where she cited in it TSA explores diversity and inclusion as it marks Pride Month. So she had no problem, it looks like, according to this story, participating in Pride Month and DEI. But according to those allegations she's currently facing, when it came to saving these children and helping bring them back home, she apparently didn't want any involvement in that. Now, helping us understand what these allegations are all about that she's currently facing, joining us now is Sonia Labosco. She's the director of the Air Marshal National Council, as well as David Londo, the president of the Air Marshal National Council as well. Both of them have sent over this letter. They're calling an investigation into Bell, and they join us now to detail what they're actually looking for. I want to thank both of you for being here. You guys do an incredible job, and we're going to walk our audience through all the great work that you guys have been doing over the next 20 minutes. But you guys have been fighting for both the American people and obviously your fam. And this is very, very important that we highlight this. Sonia, I want to get to you first because you put this on my radar, and this is really, really important. The allegations you guys are alleging say that Bell refused to assist in the rescue efforts and making sure that they brought home these missing children. So what specifically are you hearing from those who were participants in this rescue effort?
Well, Brianna, this is just one of the many issues that we've had with Alana Bell here in Orlando. I want to just bring you back for a second. You know, back at the end of September of this year, we had a hearing with Senator Rand Paul regarding the weaponization of federal air marshals against the American people to include people for their First Amendment protected speech. So Ms. Alana Bell has a long history here in Orlando of violating policy, complicit to fraud, waste, and abuse. So this is just one of the many issues that we have with her lack of leadership here. She is a DEI advocate. She is very upset that the DEI has been discontinued within the DHS and the TSA. And there are many that feel that this is just another part of the resistance against the administration to try to showcase and do the right thing, especially when we had DHS partners on this particular operation to save these kids. And the one thing I want to say as well, we rescued 122, but what if we had the rest of the resources that were sitting around at the Federal Air Marshal Service in Orlando? Maybe we could get 123.
Yeah, and I think it's important for folks to understand we're talking about children here. I mean, an extra child to save an extra child, it's worth it. And the fact that she was allegedly not trying to provide those resources is deeply concerning. David, I wanted to ask you about the allegations as well. What are you guys hearing in addition to what Sonia just said? What else are you guys hearing about Bell? Because I think this is really important that we put this on the administration's radar because they might not even be aware that she was allegedly pushing back on all of this.
Yeah, it's just another example of a completely inexperienced person in a position that she shouldn't be in. And although Secretary Noem has addressed some issues within TSA, up until this point, no one's addressed any of the problems within the FAM service. And this is a glaring example of somebody who doesn't even know how to make the right decision. The response we got so far from the agency was, there was no policy governing this. Well, you don't need a policy to outline your oath as a federal law enforcement officer. Someone needs your help, you help them, period. And in this particular case, just about every other federal agency in the area participated in this operation to save these children. And it's just disgusting to think that a SAC would refuse to give any resources whatsoever to this cause. And those resources, by the way, were on the ground basically doing nothing at the time anyhow.
Yeah, and this is deeply, deeply concerning. Now, the both of you have put out this letter, and we exclusively broke this letter on my X account and obviously on the show. I want you guys to detail what you're specifically calling on, because you're calling for an investigation. You outline specific questions. Sonia, what specifically are you looking for here?
Well, first of all, I want an investigation into SACBEL. I want her to be questioned. I want our federal partners to be questioned as well, because their request for assistance was denied. I want some accountability. I want some discipline. As I said, this specific special agent in charge here in Orlando, she has got a long history of violating policy. She's got a long history of resistance. She needs to be investigated, and these areas need to be addressed. I mean, the accountability is lacking in the Federal Air Marshal Service, and we are not going to stay silent, Brianna, and let these issues keep continuing. We've been through 5 years of hell within the Federal Air Marshal Service, and these type of people behind the scenes are still playing their dirty games and their dirty deeds against the American people, and we need some accountability. So we want her investigated, and we want those resources that were on the ground. I mean, there's an easy way to track how many people were on the ground that day, and these aren't air marshals that were based for flight. These are air marshals that are permanently assigned to ground-based duties and that were readily available. There were a minimum of 10 on some days and a maximum of 15 available on other days.
Yeah, no, that's disturbing. And I think every American would love to see that their federal resources are going towards saving these children. So it's disturbing, these allegations that she's facing now. David, what do you want DHS to do as of right now? How can we resolve this issue as quickly as possible and get to the bottom of all of this?
Yeah, just like we'd love the Inspector General to come in and do their job and interview Ms. SACBEL to see why she did what she did, and also to get an explanation from headquarters on why they're allowing their SACs to make these horrible decisions. What we really want from DHS is we want DHS to come in and clean house at the Federal Air Marshal Service. There's just far too many layers of DEI hires, bureaucrats that are now feeling emboldened because they haven't been touched yet. It's just going to get worse until we get DHS to come in and clean house.
Yeah, and we're calling on that. We're hoping that this is on their radar. I know I've actually sent this over to their media team to make sure that they are aware of all of this. I know you guys have also sent out the letter as well. So making them all aware of the problem here is very important to gaining a solution. And so we look forward to following this all the way through. You know, I want to get to this other story because this one also did get a lot of folks' attention, and it's a big one in regards to the Quiet Skies program. Now, we know that the Quiet Skies program, according to DHS, was shut down after all the great work that the both of you have done exposing this and exposing the government's overreach and spying on Americans through this terror watch list that didn't actually produce any type of actual victories for the government, for the American people, but millions of dollars was wasted on this program. But then we learned through a post that was made by Elijah Schaefer that the Quad S program that was on, the Quad S's are still being seen on people's boarding passes. And when I reached out specifically, that was why I reached out to DHS about. DHS came back to us and said that the Quiet Skies list is obviously no longer, but they're claiming that it's just a slightly enhanced screening process when you see those four S's on your boarding pass. I wanted to ask you, Sonia, first about this because, you know, you've been saying that there's certain programs that are still in effect. Break that all down for us. Help the American people understand what's going on right now with TSA.
Okay, so when it comes to Quiet Skies, Quiet Skies was one small component under what we call the Silent Partner Program at TSA. And yes, they have these strange names for all these different program, Silent Partner. So the Quad S's is part of an enhanced screening part of the Silent Partner, which Silent Partner is a larger program. The database is actually owned by the Terror Screening Database Center, which is run by the FBI. Airlines, it's a joint database. When someone makes a reservation, their name goes in to this database. And if they're on a list, any type of watch list, it's going to produce the Quad S's on that list. Quiet Skies was the domestic part of TSA's weaponization. There's another program called TSA Paul Revere that focuses on international travel and international passengers. So Quiet Skies is one component that they did do away with. However, they've got four other components that are alive and well. One of those is TSA Evade program. TSA Evade scrubs social media accounts for those people that are in pre-check or applications for pre-check. So if they scrub your social media and they don't like what they see, they can deny your pre-check or remove it. So there's a lot of different programs within TSA that they have that they can use to weaponize against the American people.
Yeah, and we know that they've been doing that. And you and I have been actually going back and forth on this issue. I know we've done several reports on the use of social media and how they're going around and hiring a third-party company to go out there and vet American social media, and then it makes its way back to TSA, and they kind of figure out how to put people on these lists. It's deeply concerning again, and I don't think I've ever heard a response back after we outlined those allegations against the agency as to if they were looking to stop all of this, because essentially it's their way of going around the current laws that prevent TSA from doing this directly, and so they're going through a third-party to go around that. But you mentioned the FBI's angle in all of this, and David, I kind of wanted to ask you this because Elijah Schaefer, who made these allegations, he is personally being sued by the girlfriend of Director Kash Patel right now. And it's for defamation claims that are we've made several different reports and had him on several shows here on InfoWars to outline his claims right now. But the fact that this isn't him who's been in with the Quad S's on his boarding pass. This is actually his producer. Do you think that this possibly could be retaliation, possibly due to a civil lawsuit? I know it's a lot to ask for, but do you think that there's possibly that linkage? Because it appeared like Elijah was making those claims, and you know, I don't want to be totally dismissive on that front, but he is someone right now who's actively being sued by the director's girlfriend. So it's possible that that could be happening. Is there a direct linkage between maybe the FBI retaliating against certain Americans and adding them to this list?
You know, I don't think we'll ever know, but it sounds awful familiar, right? Tulsi Gabbard, after doing something very similar on Fox News, all of a sudden was added to the list. And then to this day, we can't really get a straight answer. Even the Senate committee can't get a straight answer from TSA on that. I think the bottom line with all of this is TSA should not be in the intelligence business. We have an intelligence community. We have intelligence agencies and professionals that do their job. There's no reason for an administrative agency like TSA to have their own intelligence unit. And this is what happens. Bureaucrats take that power and that money and they go too far. We've seen it time and time again.
Yeah, we do see it time and time again. And Sonia, you and I, again, have done a lot of research on the J6ers who were added to the terror watch list, the Quiet Skies list, I should say. Are you hearing any reports that these individuals are still being added to these types of programs where they're being surveilled and going through extra security measures?
Yes, they are, Brianna. Even though they've been pardoned, there are still individuals that have been added to this watch list. And I have to say, I know that Secretary Noem has made a referral over to the DOJ as of the end of September when we were at the hearing with Senator Rand Paul and the HISGAC committee. And that referral for DOJ was made. But, you know, that was 60 days ago. And here we are within the agency. We're still having all of these issues and accountability is lacking. We really need the DOJ to get on top of this and look to see what's happening to the American people, because none of it has stopped.
Yeah, none of it has stopped. And again, I mean, I know that they said that they were looking to stop it. So maybe this is just something that needs to be put on their radar and, you know, help them kind of focus in on this. David, I wanted to give you the last question on this subject, though, of course. I know you, and I remember seeing you at the hearing, specifically sitting behind all of these individuals who were speaking out on the Quiet Skies terror watch list. And we, you know, work together, me and Sonia, on making sure that the Tulsi Gabbard story and is out there, and with Wendy Mahoney as well. And we've tried our very best to blow the whistle on all of this and give you guys a platform so that the American people knew what our federal government was up to. But it seems like these programs are still a privacy invader here. What should the new leadership over at DHS be looking forward to in regards to how do they move forward and how do they end these programs, or should they even end these programs in the first place? Like, how do we make sure that terrorists aren't flying on our planes, but also that we're also not violating the privacy rights of American citizens?
Yeah, that's always been the big issue with the Air Marshal program is out of 40,000 daily flights, how do you find the highest risk flights, right? That's been the problem since the 1960s. However, how they did it prior to 9/11 is they relied on the intelligence community. And prior to 9/11, the intelligence was there. We just didn't listen to it. We didn't process it properly. So we need to go back to that model. And DHS, the same person running the Air Marshal Program today, Director Belcher, is the same guy that agrees that Tulsi should have been put on this list. So he's still in power today. They're all still here. No one's been touched. No one's been held accountable. So we need DHS to come in and hold people accountable. And that, for some reason, hasn't been done. So we need to go back to a full intelligence-based deployment strategy, just like prior to 9/11. This time we need to listen to the intelligence when it comes in.
Yeah, and we do need to. And it's ridiculous that these changes have not been made. We need that to happen. I know it's a process, though, to kind of purge these people out of these positions. But man, oh man, do we really need to make these changes now? Sonia, I wanted to ask you too, because you just came back from Ukraine. You were over in Europe. You were on vacation, but you made a stop in Ukraine, to remember those that have lost their lives in this battle between obviously Ukraine and Russia. We learned yesterday, and I don't know that we haven't really seen any evidence of this, but Russia came to the UN yesterday to say that there was, according to their numbers, 1.7 million Ukrainians who have lost their lives in this war just so far. I mean, that doesn't even include how many Russians have lost their lives. You did go to a cemetery and you did speak to victims and their families. What are you learning in regards to how Ukrainians are feeling right now about this war, and what did you witness?
Well, I know it's been a big issue here in the United States because we're funding Ukraine. And, you know, when we see things happening in Congress and we see Ukrainian flags being flown within Capitol Hill, I know that that's very upsetting to us in America. And it was upsetting to me as well. But once I walked through that grave site, and there are thousands of Ukrainians there, mm-hmm. Very young, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 year olds. There were actually two funerals going on the day that I had visited the cemetery. And to see the mothers of those young soldiers tending to the grave sites because they wanted to make sure there were fresh flowers there every day. And to see the children playing by their mother or their father's gravesite where that individual had died in battle, it really does change you. The war is bad. It's not the upper echelon that are dying. These are rural farm men and women. These are individuals that have nowhere else to go. They're going to stay in their country and fight. But this needs to end, and we really, really need peace talks to start because generations are disappearing, and women and children and families are really in a lot of pain. And it really makes a difference when you're there and you're walking by these graves for you to look down and know that that person is gone forever and they're not coming back. So I hope to see some resolution and some peace coming very soon for those families in Ukraine.
Yeah, we all hope so. And it looks like President Trump is trying to push to end the war. We'll detail the latest that we're finding out in regards to that with Mel Kane just a little bit. But, you know, we really hope so. And, you know, I know you've met a lot of really just incredible people on your trip. And we look forward to giving them a platform to voice their concerns, to voice what's happened to them, what they've witnessed, because this needs to end. And we hope to do just that and help promote that, of course. Sonia and David, thank you, of course, for joining me. You guys are doing great work at standing up for your fam, but most importantly for the American people and making sure that there's no government overreach here and that our privacy is respected by the federal government, of course. So thank you very much. We appreciate both of your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brianna. We always appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you more. All right, guys, that's Sonia Labosco and David Londo, two incredible patriots who are fighting for this country. We are very grateful for the Air Marshal National Council and all the incredible work that they do. Folks, I wanted to let you know right now, when you head on over to the alexjonesstore.com, we have our Early Bird Black Friday sale going on right now. It's buy one, get one free on all supplements for a limited time. Plus, we're throwing in 25% off all apparel. This is a massive, massive sale. It's going to go on for a couple of hours. So you got to go to the alexjonesstore.com right now and get in on these savings because we don't know how long it's going to last. And of course, folks, it's very, very important that you get in before we sell out. We just got back in stock, Methylene Red. I know a lot of you were asking questions about that, of course. So make sure you head on over to the shop and stock up for the holidays. All right, I want to shift gears a little bit because, folks, we are going to keep covering the stories, the crimes that are being committed by illegal aliens. I know so many people don't want to talk about these types of stories, but we need to talk about these stories. We need to know about the monsters that were let in by the Biden regime. I want to play clip 7 for you. It's a news package done by a local news station about an illegal alien, and it's outrageous what happened to this child. But it's even more outrageous when you hear how law enforcement responded. Take a listen.
She didn't know until this week that the suspect was not a U.S. citizen. Now that she does, she believes justice is deportation.
It's hurtful that my child is a victim and they have this person and let him go.
Farmisha Rose says her daughter was 13 years old when she met this man, 29-year-old Jordan Castillo Chavez. Rose found out when she looked at her daughter's phone.
And then there was this message from this guy. I'm like, who is this? And she's like, oh, that's my friend. I just met him online. And I looked at the messages. There were photos. There were messages that indicated like he was coming to pick her up. And I immediately just like dropped, like I fainted. Like, this is not happening right now.
In March, Pineville police charged Castillo Chavez with indecent liberties and other sex-related charges. He has since bonded out. This week, Customs and Border Protection named Castillo Chavez of Costa Rica as one of the worst criminal legal aliens, blaming his release on a failed ICE detainer. I asked the Mecklenburg County Sheriff's Office to respond. They said ICE made a request for advance notification of his release, but said the agency did not issue an ICE detainer. The Sheriff's Office said they did not notify ICE when Castillo Chavez bonded out because they weren't legally required.
This is serious.
Rose says her own father had committed a crime in the U.S. and was deported back to his country years ago, so she understands the impact and believes it's what Castillo Chavez deserves too.
We need justice. He needs to go. And he needs to enforce it.
Can you imagine being a law enforcement agency and saying, well, we didn't have to work with ICE when you're dealing with a pedophile? Folks, what's going on in this country is disgusting. It's disturbing. And it's because, well, these liberals who are working in law enforcement agencies just don't think they have to comply. The reality of it is it has nothing to do with politics. It has everything to do with getting rid of pedophiles and purging them off of our streets. And sadly, they just failed epically. My heart goes to that mother, obviously, who now has to deal with the fact that this pedo was able to get in contact with her daughter and was able to do these heinous crimes, allegedly. But the fact that law enforcement didn't want to work with ICE because their political beliefs outweighed their moral compass, well, it's absolute garbage, but this is what's going on all across the country, and we have to continue to cover these stories and bring shame to these law enforcement agencies who do not want to enforce the law, but instead enforce their own personal political beliefs. These things there needs to be some type of consequences where you could personally go out there and sue these people. That's when this nonsense ends. And there's liability on their behalf when they are personally affected by it. That's when they start enforcing the laws on the books and start getting rid of these pedophiles from our country. Until then, though, they're going to keep doing this political nonsense. Folks, we got more on the way in the next hour. You're not going to want to miss. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com and join the Alex Jones Hat Club. When you subscribe today for $30 a month, you're going to get exclusive access to hats that aren't even at the Alex Jones store. So head on over and join the Hat Club over at thealexjonesstore.com. More on the way. More Truth to Expose in just a few moments.
I do want to tell you about a sale that we've got going on InfoWarsStore.com. I feel like it's been forever since I've plugged InfoWarsStore.com. But let me tell you, folks, I'm plugging it for a good reason, because it is the final batch. Of two of our most bombshell, widely respected, well-known, and powerful supplements, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. And this is a critical moment. If you've been thinking about improving your health, now is the time to act, and not just for the sake of your well-being, but to help keep InfoWars on air as long as possible. For a limited time, we're offering 40% off two of our best-selling products, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Whole Body Support. Our fish oil is packed with essential omega-3s to support your heart, brain, and joints, while our turmeric helps with inflammation and boosts your overall wellness. Both products are powerful tools in your daily health routine. But here's the reality. We at InfoWars could be shut down in the very near future. We need your support right now, and the funds from these sales are critical for keeping the fight going as long as possible. Once the supply is gone, you might not have a chance to restock or even be around for to offer these products again. We might not be around to offer these products ever again. 40% off Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off the Body's turmeric supplement. It is a massive discount, and it's your chance now to grab these high-quality supplements while helping us survive. Do not wait. Head to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy now and keep us going. Every purchase helps. Every order makes a difference. And like I said, these could be the final runs of Ultimate Fish Oil and Body's turmeric supplement, two of our most powerful and beloved supplements. Please do go get Ultimate Fish Oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air, in the fight, and keep yourself healthy.
Discover a wide variety of products at InfoWarsStore.com, from shirts, books, hats, survival gear to essential documentaries and supplements. InfoWarsStore.com has got you covered. We have the highest quality at the lowest prices. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help support the InfoWar.
American Journal. We're getting ready to kick off the third hour of the show. Excited that you're all jumping on with us today. A lot happening here. A lot going on. We're excited to have you out here. And we're keeping our eye on the White House because Zohran Mamdani is going to be making his way to the Oval Office. I'm not a fan. You're not a fan. None of us are fans of Zohran Mamdani, mainly because he's like a communist, Islamic terrorist sympathizer. He was brought into this country to destroy this country. We allow these people who come into our country through our immigration system to run for office, even though they hate us, and they weaponize our election. There's a lot of reasons not to like this guy, and this is another one, too. Total beta vibes, weak, never had a job, real job, just runs for office because he wants to destroy this country. And here we are. President Trump welcomed to the Oval Office around 3 p.m. Eastern time today. We're keeping our eyes on that. We'll cover it, of course. I'm not happy that he's coming to the Oval Office. But he's talking about it on Twitter. This gives him legitimacy. This makes him feel like he's a powerful man because he's meeting with the president of the United States. He's a communist coward. He just posted a photo on X just a few moments ago. It already has over a million views. It's a little nauseating, but, you know, this is where we're at. By the way, this is the guy who tells you that you need to go green. You know, they push all this nonsense. But because he's a communist, instead of driving his little hybrid car that he pretends is actually good for the environment, he's flying there. Jet fuel. But they don't want to talk about any of that. This is all a scam. It's all a scam. We're going to be talking about this in great detail. Laura Loomer, we're right in the same mind length right now. Mind wave, I guess I should say. Loomer asking, why are you not just taking the train? That's another option. New York City has a direct train that brings you straight to Washington, D.C. Looks like he's on a plane. So, folks, don't hold these communists, I don't know if I can say this word on air, to their own set of rules. They are elites. You are the peasants. That's the message that's coming out from this Islamic terrorist sympathizer. And he is on a plane. That was the emoji that was in that tweet. All right, so we'll be covering that in just a few moments. We'll also be covering what's been going on over at the UN. The UN has been very, very interesting lately. They are trying their best to, I don't know. They don't try their best for peace. But what they do is they're trying right now to push forward President Trump's peace agreement between Russia and Ukraine. And yesterday, both countries sent their representatives to the UN to talk things through. President Trump just coming out and saying, hey, listen, Ukraine, you better accept this plea deal by Thanksgiving or else. And it's not just that, too. They are also, according to Russia, you know, Ukraine has suffered a massive amount of losses. And it's actually devastating because both sides have dealt with significant bloodshed, obviously, but Russia's claiming that there's been over 1.7 million soldiers, Ukrainian soldiers, killed in this war. President Trump wants it to end, and he's outlined several different key plans or key points to his plan to assure that this ends and this ends now. He's demanding that Ukraine just accept the fact that they're never going to be in NATO. They get their EU membership, obviously. Also, according to all of this, the U.S. has about $100 billion in frozen Russian assets, and that's going to go to Ukraine's reconstruction. The United States is expected to receive, according to the plan, 50% of the profits. Europe is also expected to cough up $100 billion. So we'll keep our eye on that. It's also going to possibly give Russia some membership, G8. Again, these are the reports that are circulating now online. NATO does not deploy troops in Ukraine, but the United States will keep our troops in Poland. NATO fighter aircrafts are stationed in Poland right now. They're going to stay put. The United States and Europe launch a major investment package, for the reconstruction, obviously, of Ukraine. And many, many other things are being outlined in this peace agreement. So President Trump coming out there and saying, you better agree to this or else to Ukraine. Because it's time to move on. We're done with all of this. Save lives. Preserve lives. And as you heard Sonia Labosco just show you, the footage is absolutely devastating. Absolutely devastating. So Mel Kay will be joining us in a little bit to discuss that too. So do not go anywhere. More to discuss. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com because it's buy one, get one free on all supplements for a very limited time. And on all apparel, it is 25% off. We're getting Black Friday sales a little early these days. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. More on the way. Don't go anywhere.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the Sea Moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The Methylene Blue, yeah, the Methylene Blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I loved his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. We're excited that you're all joining us today. A lot going on over here. We're keeping our eye on several different things going on all across the country. But the big one that everyone's discussing is the meeting that's going to be taking place at 3 p.m. Eastern time today over at the Oval Office. It's a little hard for me to spit out, but Zohran Mamdani, the guy who was allegedly elected mayor of New York City, is making his way to the Oval Office to meet with President Donald Trump. He just posted a tweet a few moments ago saying that he's on a plane and he's heading to D.C. right now. Mind you, he comes from New York City. There are trains available. He could possibly get on a train if you were someone who truly believed in the green scam that you keep pushing. But no, you got to take a plane. You got to take a plane. I have a bad joke to say. Actually, it wasn't my joke. It was somebody else's joke. Probably shouldn't say it on air. But I'll keep it to myself for now. It might be a little too controversial, folks. But we're following that, obviously. Now, the White House yesterday detailing, the press secretary, obviously detailing this upcoming meeting that's expected to take place any hour in clip 9. Caroline Leavitt detailing why exactly President Trump is taking this meeting with the communist Islamic terrorist sympathizer, Zohran Mamdani. Take a listen.
I will just add, it speaks volumes that tomorrow we have a communist coming to the White House because that's who the Democrat Party elected as the mayor of the largest city in the country. I think it's very telling, but I also think it speaks to the fact that President Trump is willing to meet with anyone and talk to anyone and to try to do what's right on behalf of the American people, whether they live in blue states or red states or blue cities in a city that's becoming much more left than I think this president ever anticipated in his many years of living in New York himself.
Now, it's sad. It's really off the charts when it comes to the communists have taken over the Democratic Party. They have no shame in openly advocating for communist policies because, well, Zohran Mamdani was sent to the United States to destroy us. We played the clip 1,000 times for you on this show. Thanks to the great work of Steven Crowder and everyone over at Mug Club Undercover, we know that back in 2014, these individuals, these communists, had it planned out before Zohran Mamdani was even a U.S. citizen for him to make this run for New York City mayor. Because if you want to sit here and capture the capitalism capital, that's where you'd go first. And so this Islamic takeover that's happening throughout the United States, sadly, just seeing one of its biggest cities fall to this communist Islamic takeover. Now, Zohran Mamdani has talked a lot of trash about President Donald Trump, of course, but now he's having a lighter approach because he knows that President Trump will break his hand in just the handshake alone because he's a weak beta male. But most importantly, because President Trump doesn't fear him. Take a listen to clip 10 and howls over Madani. He's quickly changed how he speaks about the President of the United States. Take a listen.
My administration would be Donald Trump's worst nightmare. I have many disagreements with the president, and I believe that we should be relentless and pursue all avenues and all meetings that could make our city affordable for every single New Yorker. I intend to make it clear to President Trump that I will work with him on any agenda that benefits New Yorkers.
How quickly they change. Joining me now to discuss is Larry Taunton. He's the host of Ideas Have Consequences, and he's with us now. Larry, I want to thank you for being here because this is a big topic. A lot of Americans, like myself, are really fired up when we see our former city. I mean, I'm a New Yorker. Get taken over by what we've been warning people about for far too long now, and that is this Islamic communist takeover that's sweeping both the UK, obviously, now has made its way here to the United States, and so many people thought it was just fear-mongering, but we're here now, and now Zohar Mamdani is making his way into the White House. Now, I've told people I don't agree with this. I think this should have been a phone call. Many people telling me, no, they disagree. This is good. President Trump should look him straight in the eyes and deal with him directly. What are your thoughts about this meeting that's going to be taking place in just a few hours?
Well, I think Donald Trump is a guy that has always believed that if he can get in front of an individual, that he can meet with them, that he can reason with them. And of course, that idea can be a bit naive, as we're seeing now with, with Putin and some of the things that have gone on there. But listen, President Trump, just as you just said, he's not a guy who's going to be pushed around. I don't think he has any illusions about Islam or about communism. And Mamdani, the Muslims have cracked the code on the West. Mamdani is a jihadist, first and foremost. Now, the joke you didn't say, I suspect, is the one that immediately came to my mind when you mentioned that he was on a plane, and that is that he might just fly it into the...
Larry, you took our joke. That was the joke I was afraid to say on air. Yeah, they said, someone said, it's easier to hijack a plane than a train.
Well, it absolutely is true. And as we know, they have a penchant, for doing these kinds of things. But listen, Muslims realize, the jihadists realize that the way to penetrate the West is not to come as Muslims. It's not to push that ideology, because they recognize that it's not a good marketing strategy. But they see the same polls that you and I see, Brianna, and that is that millennials and Gen Zers have a favorable opinion regarding socialism. And so that's the Trojan horse in which the jihadists are hiding, whether it's Ilhan Omar, whether it's Saqib Khan, or whether it's Mamdani.
Yeah, and I just got actually a push alert notification that 86 Democrats right now in the House actually just voted in line with Republicans in condemning socialism in this country. And as many of us know at home right now, Democrats have been completely taken over. So that tells me that there's about 86 House Democrats who still have an ounce of patriotism and don't actually despise this country, which again isn't the majority, but here we are these days having to combat all of this. You know, as you just detailed too, they have, and you guys are so good at this, that was actually just came out from Fox a moment ago. I wanted to also highlight this too, Larry, because, you know, I sat back and have been for a very long time now trying to my best with others to bring the attention to this Islamic takeover that's coming to the United States. For years now, there are people like Amy Mack, we've watched Laura Loomer as well, come out there and try to warn Americans that this was coming. And now we're here. Now we're dealing with this here on the front lines. What can Americans expect? Because we've seen it played out, obviously, throughout the UK and Europe, and it isn't really going well for them.
Yeah, exactly, Brianna. I think the template for them is London. Saqib Khan's London, which has radically, radically changed. Listen, I was a student there, 30 years ago, and over the years, each time I go back, I find that it has increasingly become less English, less British. Now it's Londonistan. And that's the goal here for New York. This is the same strategy, by the way, that they're using all over the world. I've seen this in North Africa. I've seen it in Nigeria. I've seen it in Europe. I've seen it in the UK, and now we're about to start seeing it here in the United States writ large, and not just Dearborn, but now we're going to see it in New York.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's really concerning, and I don't think people understand it. And, you know, I wanted to play this clip for you, clip 11, because everyone knows now I live in Plano, Texas. It's out there because I had to post a video, needed people to help me out with catching someone who followed me into my apartment complex. And it's a big issue in Texas. I've gone to the public hearing that just recently happened a couple of months back in regards to EPIC. Now, that's the East Plano Islamic Center. They have now rebranded themselves because EPIC didn't go over well for them when they had the word Islam in it. It caught a lot of attention and national attention thanks to the great work of Amy Meck and the Rare Foundation again. But they've done an incredible report, and they released it yesterday. I want to play clip 11 for you. It's a partial clip of what they just put out. It has to do with the mosque. It has to do with an individual who's telling the individuals at the mosque that, yeah, you can hit your women, your wives, but don't leave a mark and don't kill them. And that's their way of being empathetic. Take a listen, because I don't, you know, they're going to tell you, oh, they didn't say that. Take a listen to their own words in this clip.
The latest shocking scandal out of Plano, Texas, straight into the heart of what is known as the Islamic Association of Collin County, the Plano Masjid. This isn't just a local mosque story. This is about what kind of ideology Texas is now willing to reward with your tax dollars. I'm talking about Imam Arsalan Haq. Born in Pakistan, Haq is a leading advocate of Sharia in the Dallas area. And in his own sermons, he spells out exactly what that looks like for women, for families, and for our communities. In one sermon at the Plano Masjid, Imam Haq tells husbands they may hit their wives as long as it's done in the proper context and only, quote, to bring her back to her senses.
Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does tell the husband to do a physical action of darb, which the ulama mention means to hit lightly without leaving a mark on the body anywhere with something like a siwak or something like that, or like a push or like a hit on the chest to bring her back to her senses.
Because Imam Haq doesn't stop at contextual wife beating. In another sermon at a different Dallas-Fort Worth mosque, Haq warns men that they may not beat their wives, quote, to the extent they die.
One of the things that Allah Azza wa Jal tells us to do in certain situations, and we don't have time to go into details, is to use physical discipline. Yes, the ayah is there to be used in the right way at the right time, but not to beat our wives to the extent that they die.
So we're being told that it's okay to beat your wives. Just don't leave a mark and don't kill them. People keep telling me when we push back on the Islam issue that this is not the belief of the Muslim population here in the United States. But then when people like this come and speak at their mosque, I don't hear any criticism about this. And the fact that the Rare Foundation is putting out this piece of evidence, this is what's going on inside of these mosques. By the way, Texan taxpayers, you're funding these mosques. We know that millions and millions of dollars has been shifted over thanks to Greg Abbott, although he plays down like he's not a part of any of this. Now he wants to pretend like he's pushing back. That doesn't seem to be the case when you look at the financial breakdown of all of this. But to get back to the core of this, when you sit here and you talk to Muslim Americans or those who have come to this country and are practicing Islam, they tell us that this is not what's actually going on, that this is a myth. But the Rare Foundation continues to find these videos online of their own live streams, and they use it against them by just posting it out there and letting people decide for themselves. Why is it that they cover up for all of this, but they seem to have no shame at talking about this at their local mosques? Larry?
Yes. I'm sorry, Brianna. My immediate reaction to that is to say this is really the mild stuff. This is the part that it would be very shocking to Americans. This is the really, really mild stuff. Islam is by definition misogynistic. Muslim men can, according to Islamic law, have four wives and countless concubines. Women have no rights. They are simply property. And the things that we've been seeing with these rape gangs, these grooming gangs in places like Rotherham, other parts of the UK, as many as 250,000 British white girls have been trafficked, according to the Times of London, on an industrial scale. And people say, well, that's not real Islam. No, it is real Islam. Women are being sold right now as we speak on the Arabic version of the app For Sale, which is available on for download on the Apple App Store as well as the Google App Store. In spite of the fact there's been many complaints that this needs to be removed. And those Muslims in the United States who are saying this isn't real Islam, to me, and I say this somewhat tongue in cheek, they're like Methodists. I mean, they don't really take their holy literature particularly seriously. What we call radical Islam or militant Islam is really just Orthodox Islam. They're the people who are taking the Quran, the Hadith, and the life of Muhammad, which they are supposed to model themselves after, very, very seriously. And I want to point this out too, Brianna. What does scripture say? It says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Now, I want you to compare that to what we're seeing here, you know, in these videos of Islam. This is the reality of Islam.
Yeah, and I think that's a big issue here because I don't think a lot of people like to talk about it. All you do is just do a simple Google search. I constantly am being told, Larry, by people who want to push back against it. And again, I welcome an argument, a debate about this topic itself because we need to have an open discussion on this without the emotions exploding. But the reality of it is time and time again, if you just simply Google, what does the Quran say about violence in regards to non-believers? It quickly pulls up over 100 verses that validate committing acts of violence against non-believers. And people don't want to come to that understanding that that's what it says. And I think it's more of just a cover-up rather than accepting the literature there. You could maybe debate that maybe 50 of them at best are indirectly issuing violent threats against non-believers. But the reality of it is it is. We know also that the Quran allows for, we've seen many of these Islamic speakers go out to these mosques, and again, the Rare Foundation just keeps posting this stuff up, validating capturing non-believers and using them as sex slaves. And it's okay because if they're not non-believers, then the Quran validates it. And they go out and they put these messages out there. And it's not a fear-mongering campaign because, truth be told, I don't mind coexisting with people of other religious beliefs. But this isn't a religion that I want anything to do with. In fact, I'd probably argue that this isn't a religion in the first place. This is not something that here in the United States anyone should want. And it's deeply, deeply concerning to me. You know, Larry, I know you spent some time in Egypt just recently, and I keep talking about the story, but I want to remind people I covered what happens in the UK, what happens throughout Europe in regards to women being followed by these men from the Middle East who their countries have now imported. And then suddenly I found myself on the receiving end of all of this. There was an Egyptian man who's claiming not to be Muslim, but he somehow made his way into this country. And he told law enforcement in Plano, Texas, again, which has been conquered by this mass migration movement through H-1B visas and everything else that's gone on over these last few years. But he told police that he thought I was attractive and wanted to follow me. And as you can see, again, police wouldn't help me. As you see in this footage, though, he followed me into my apartment complex, not saying anything to me, though, followed me for over a block and a half running behind me, and then waited until I got into my building to try to confront me. He has since been arrested, but it was only because I threatened to sue the Plano Police Department, who didn't want to hand me this footage and wanted to dismiss it. But it's not just me who this has happened to with this individual. He has also, by the way, admitted to following me into my building and trespassing, although I believe he's entered a not guilty verdict so far in the courts. But it's not just me. Another woman, after seeing this video go viral, also told me that in the Frisco, Texas area, that she actually has had brush-ups with him, that five times he's followed her and has gone into her place of employment. She manages a spa, and he went in, and he won't leave, and he's creepy. He talks about his sex life to her, and in fact, she went into the Plano Police Department again after she saw my footage to put this on their radar as well, that she is another victim of all of this, and the Plano Police Department told her to leave. Now, the reason why I keep bringing this stuff up, because this isn't just happening in the UK, in Europe. This is happening here in the United States. This is happening in Texas, out of all places. The only way I got him out of my building was because I pulled a firearm on him, and then he quickly ran out the building and admitted that to police. But the reality of it is here. I want you to talk about this because you travel. You've been to Egypt. These men who we are importing to this country do not understand boundaries. They see us as prey, and they are preying upon women who are in this country, natives of this country. Why is stuff like this so custom for them? Like, they're just okay with this. They think this is okay behavior and acceptable behavior, when in fact, those who live in this country know it's not.
Well, exactly. Let's pick up with a thread of something that you just said, Brianna. You said that you're not sure that it's even really a religion, that it's more of an ideology. Well, that's exactly the case. And you see, many Americans are uncomfortable with the idea of suppressing religion. And so because this is being imported under that, under the guise of that, Americans have been indoctrinated with the idea of religious freedom. But we're actually talking about here an ideology of conquest, and one that is not simply, you know, incompatible with our way of life. It's incompatible with our laws. When Islam is lived according to the Quran, according to the Hadith, according to the model provided by Muhammad, it is absolutely antithetical to our laws. They don't believe in freedom. They don't believe in freedom of speech. They're anti-Semitic by definition. By definition, they do not believe in religious freedom. They don't believe in any of these things. So the kinds of things that you're talking about experiencing, you know, I've seen this video, you've shown it to me, and it's quite horrifying. This guy following you into your building. This is the kind of stuff that is happening all over the world, except usually the outcome is very, very different than the outcome that you had. And that is because Islam teaches that this is okay. It says that unbelievers, that non-Muslim women, that they are spoils of war, and that rape, that misogyny, that abuse, sex trafficking, all that stuff is okay. That it's all okay. And this is the part that Americans do not get about this religion.
Yeah. Yeah, it's deeply concerning. And again, he's claiming to be actually not Muslim, but he somehow got into this country. And I'm trying to figure out how continuously, because we know a lot of these individuals who potentially, and I don't know if he's seeking refugee status or what his status is. I've asked DHS repeatedly. Unfortunately, we haven't gotten any information on this. But just from speaking from experience and the stories I've covered and not applying it to this gentleman, Harvey, that you see here on your screen, I know that when they come to this country, they tend to lie. They think it's okay to lie to get in. So I truly don't believe he's claiming to be a Coptic Christian. I don't see that here, especially after my interaction and several other women who have contacted me about him as well. So it's something we need to keep our eye on. You know, I keep telling women to you know, find a way to defend yourself. Carry if you can. If you live in a state where you're allowed to, go to the range, shoot as much as you can. We need to be the ones to take our own protection into our own hands, because when you go to law enforcement, they won't do just that. Everyone seems to be afraid here, and it's really quite an absolute disgrace. To our audience, I want to remind you all that Larry hosts a great show over on YouTube, so give him a follow. Ideas have consequences. You do an incredible job at outlining a lot of great different topics, topics like these, of course, and you catch the attention of people who I say don't like what you have to say, but they're people that are enemies of this great country and the movement that we have started. So, Larry, you're doing a great job. So I highly recommend our audience go head on over to your YouTube page as well as your Twitter and give you a follow. Larry, thank you for joining me today. It was an honor to have you on the show, but we look forward to having you back as well.
Great to be with you, Brianna. Take care.
Take care. Folks, I want to remind our audience, you know, we're keeping our eye on the White House right now. Zohar Mamdani will be making his way over there in about 3 hours. We'll cover that, of course, extensively and bring you the very latest. But in the meantime, make sure you head on over to the alexjonesstore.com, because we're going to kick off the Black Friday sales a little bit earlier than most are these days. It's buy one, get one free on all supplements. Plus, we're also going to give you 25% off on apparel as well. This is the biggest sale we've ever done, and it's going to go on for a very limited time. So make sure you head on over to the alexjonesstore.com right now and indulge in these great savings. Also, importantly, Methylene Red is back in stock. And I know a lot of you called. You were upset because you were out. Well, we're back in stock again. So this is a great time to take advantage of just that while we still have supplies available over at the alexjonesstore.com. And we also announce the Alex Jones Hat Club, which is $30 a month. You subscribe and join. You get exclusive hats that you wouldn't normally have access to over at the alexjonesstore.com. So join the Hat Club as well. You're supporting our great work here over at InfoWars, and you're helping fund our very next project. So head on over to the alexjonesstore.com and make sure you do just that. All right, Mel Kay is joining me in just a few moments. We have a lot to talk about in regards to Ukraine and Russia. Don't go anywhere. More discussed.
We'll We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
Oh, God, I'm scared now. These people really think, like, threatening me scares me. You don't know I didn't already know this. It's why I'm coming after you. I'm a warrior. I come from good people that built this country. You're not dealing with all the trash and scum you come from. You're dealing with a Texan, bitch. And there's still some of us left. And we crush snakes under our heels. You got the tiger by the tail. You've got the problem. I am the detonator of the revolution. And you see around you, and you know it. And my work has just begun. So fill your hand.
Fill your hand, you son of a bitch.
You want a war? You've got a war. You've been attacking me and been enjoying yourself in your arrogant perch and you're part of the power structure, Invincible. You are scum. You are losers. You are retarded gremlins that fed on this country when she was asleep. Well, she ain't asleep now, bitch. So let me tell you about the real mafia of populism. Let me tell you about real power that comes from real people. With real guts and real bones and real morals. If you think hurting and attacking people like me and the American people that are now awake will make us go away, please continue and you will continue to find out.
We've only begun to fight. And like a boa constrictor, we're wrapped around them. And they got us, we got them. And we're just squeezing and squeezing. And we get stronger and you get weaker. So you just believe your little MSNBC bubble. You just stay in your little bubble. You just wear your little virtual reality goggles and just live in your little fantasy land all you want. But while you're doing that, we are moving. And we've just begun to move. And if you think you're in trouble now, you haven't even begun to run into the next wave. It's here in about a year. You think you can discredit, remove Trump, and stop us? That's hilarious. You think you can take our purity and get us to attack Trump and get him out of the way for you? That's a symbol of how good we are and how strong we are. Now we're not going away. You see our purity as weakness. No, it's our strength.
Back to our program.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss. Was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I loved his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what if...
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited to have you on today. Happy Friday, everyone. We've got a lot to go through still. We'll be diving into a lot of headlines, bringing you a lot of exclusive stories, of course. So we hope you're enjoying the show so far. But most importantly, folks, yesterday at the UN, there was a lot going on over there. And I want to make sure that it was on your radar in regards to Ukraine and Russia. President Trump has put forward a peace deal, and he is looking and actually now pressuring Ukraine to jump on board. He's asking Ukraine to get it together by Thanksgiving. And he's not taking any other type of answers or responses back from Ukraine. Enough is enough. The American people haven't had enough of seeing this war and watching the bloodshed, which has been absolutely heartbreaking to see. We outlined that for you with Sonny Lobosco, who was just recently in Ukraine and visited one of their cemeteries. And the video footage that she posted, that she sent over to me, was absolutely devastating. Absolutely devastating. According to Russia, and we're going to play this clip for you at the UN, over 1.7 million Ukrainian soldiers have lost their lives. This is what's you're seeing right now. I mean, this is one of the cemeteries where so many young people are buried at. So many young men and women who are forced to fight this war, kidnapped off the streets and forced to fight, or sentenced to death. Obviously, a lot of us have been very infuriated. This was funded and backed by our taxpayer money. The corruption's endless. We'll get into that in a little bit. But first, I wanted to play what happened yesterday at the UN. In clip 12, you're going to see the Russian UN envoy detailed specifically the losses, the life losses that Ukraine has experienced, according to them. Take a listen.
According to leaked military documents, Ukraine's armed forces have lost more than 1.7 million troops since the start of the special operation. And this year alone, as of August, that figure was more than 600,000. Massive, irrecoverable losses are indirectly confirmed by body exchanges. When we return, thousands of Ukrainian soldiers' remains and only receive about 20, 30 bodies in return. It is very clear that Ukrainian troops under these conditions are fleeing en masse. In October alone, the record 21,000 soldiers deserted, which is the equivalent of four brigades.
Now, President Trump is outlining a lot of requirements for both sides in all of this and his peace deal that he's looking to finalize. Some of those, and I'll just give you some brief overview, includes no NATO membership for Ukraine. The U.S. will give over the $100 billion they froze in Russian assets to Ukraine, a part of its reconstruction efforts. The United States will receive 50% of the profit, and Europe contributions, and it contributes an additional $100 billion. Also, Russia will be able to have membership to G8, is also outlined in this as well. NATO does not deploy troops to Ukraine. NATO fighter aircrafts will be stationed and stay stationed in Poland. And there's so much more to all of this. Now, yesterday, obviously, Ukraine sent their deputy representative to the UN to answer to President Trump's peace plan. Take a listen to clip 13 and how they responded.
Our red lines are clear and unwavering. There will never be any recognition, formal or otherwise, of Ukrainian territory temporarily occupied by the Russian Federation as Russian. Our land is not for sale. Ukraine will not accept any limits on its right to self-defense or on the size and capabilities of our armed forces. Nor will we tolerate any infringement on our sovereignty, including our sovereign right to choose the alliances we want to join. Any genuine peace process must respect a fundamental principle: nothing about Ukraine without Ukraine, and nothing about Europe without Europe. And let me be equally clear, we will not reward the genocidal intent that underpins Russian aggression by undermining our identity, including our language. Second, support for Ukraine is indispensable. Peace requires strengthened security and sustained financial assistance to Ukraine. Reinforcing Ukraine's defense capabilities is not an escalation. It is the only path to compelling Russia to engage constructively in international peace efforts. In this regard, we express profound gratitude to all partners and allies. This support is an investment in the rules-based international order and global peace. Third, the Kremlin regime will not stop unless it is stopped through unyielding and concerted pressure. There is only one realistic path to ending this war. Russia must be compelled to retreat economically, politically, and militarily.
Joining me now to discuss is Mel Kay, host of The Mel Kay Show and author of Americans Anonymous, which is available right now. Over on Amazon, American Anonymous is giving you guys the power to fix and repair all of our governmental issues because, folks, we can't rely on these federal employees, these politicians, I should say, to fix these issues for us. So Mel wants you guys to have all the power in Americans Anonymous. Mel, thank you for being here. There's So much to discuss. Obviously, we've been talking for a very long time now about the war between Russia and Ukraine. We just actually had Sonia Lobosko on the show, who I know you've had on as well. Yeah. And Sonia was just in Ukraine, and she, you know, at first was kind of, you know, down the middle on everything, but she sat there and went through one of the cemeteries for these Ukrainian soldiers who were killed, both men and women who were literally kidnapped off the streets and forced into this war. And she has a reaffirmed sense of urgency to end this war now. President Trump putting out a peace deal as well, hoping both sides take it. President Trump saying that Ukraine has until Thanksgiving to jump on board. What do you make of what we saw yesterday unravel over at the UN?
Well, it's very dishonest. First of all, Russia has no interest, nor is there any reason for them to continue around the NATO nations. This is not, they have been saying the whole time that that's why we all need to keep fighting this, why it matters so much. The truth is that in 1990s, before the USSR fell, Soros and his whole regime change operation went into Ukraine. USSR fell. Soros and Clinton then betrayed all of the agreements made at the end of the USSR with Reagan and Gorbachev to not move NATO eastward. Soros puts out his NATO World Order document in 1993. 2 years later, Bill Clinton starts expanding NATO. A few years later, they expand it more. And they have completely surrounded Russia. This is going back to the end of World War II, to the crazy ideas of Brzezinski and others that Russia is not somehow allowed to exist. This is all a proxy war, and it's got very little to do with Ukraine. Ukraine has been used. It has been looted. And in 2014, the United States of America, along with our CIA and international intelligence and NATO, overthrew a duly elected president under Barack Obama that was going to normalize relations with Russia. That is why they threw over that country. But what the American people need to know is that from that time forward, Ukraine was not a sovereign nation. Victoria Nuland, in speaking to the entire country, basically under oath in 2015, laid out that we were not only funding all of Ukraine, but we had basically infiltrated their entire political system, their entire judicial system, their entire financial system, energy. I mean, from 2014 forward, essentially, Ukraine had no power. They were basically a place for them to plan their third world war that they definitely and desperately want, because how do they make money in the EU and the international banking cartel and the military industrial complex? In reconstruction after war, they don't care what happens during the war, and I'm of the belief that this war was planned long ago. Donald Trump came in, put things on hold because he was going to try to normalize relations with Russia. Then they kicked off Russiagate. Then they kicked off Ukraine impeachment gate. And then they jumped back in and went as fast as they could to start this third world war that they all planned to save the financial system. Ukraine has been used and abused. I have said for now multiple years that so many more people were dying and fleeing. And it has been a travesty what's going on there. And then you also have to look at all the financial interests, from their entire sector of energy to it's already basically a smart country. They've tested all kinds of weapons. We know about the bioweapons labs. So Ukraine has been used by our deep state, NATO, and the international banking cartel and military industrial complex as a testing ground. Everything that we've been told about Ukraine is untrue, and now we're finding out that hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, have gone into Zelensky's pocket and the people surrounding him. We've had five people come to America, two of which are saying that they're going to turn against Ukraine and testify on all of the money laundering and corruption. And never forget, in 2016, both the Washington Post and the New York Times said that Ukraine was the most corrupt country in all of Europe, okay? And so now, who was corrupting it? It was the plants that were put in there with Victoria Nuland and Sullivan and Blinken and Obama and all of them. And then everything that happened, including Russiagate, was basically a timeout for them. As soon as they get AutoPen president in there, they go full steam ahead. And the bottom line is, if we want anyone in Ukraine to ever have a normal life, We have to end this, and we have to end it now. And then we have to be honest about what happened there, not just about the billions of dollars that have disappeared, but also about how Zelensky got placed in there. He had no experience. This Kolomoisky guy owned the network where he was an actor on a show playing a president in a sitcom. And next thing you know it, he's running for president. And then he wins president with no background, no political anything. And now he's a multi-billionaire. And this whole thing has been a total farce and a proxy war between NATO and Russia that we never should have been involved in. And frankly, a lot of this is our fault. Had we only honored the Minsk Accords, none of this would have happened. And had 2020 not been hijacked by this world group of saboteurs, none of this, including the entire AutoPen president, would have happened. So we do have to look at the history, the long term, and what has gone on in Ukraine since the 90s, starting when Soros infiltrated that country before the USSR fell.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm so happy you brought this point up because this one's really important. As you see, actor Zelensky, in right. full force. I think this one's really important though, because you're calling out the corruption. The corruption's been ongoing for many, many years now. But just recently there's a new corruption scandal that has shooken the Ukrainian government. And I say that lightly, of course. Even on the UN floor yesterday, the Russian envoy calling it out how this is never ending. But they are now being exposed for allegedly having or participating in a $100 million kickback and money laundering scheme. And this does touch people who are very close to Zelensky. They've since seen a lot of people resign, and they're talking about cash being stuffed into bags. They're also talking about gold toilets as well in this report. And, you know, I was told for a very long time that this was a conspiracy, that none of this was actually truthful. But again, here we are in 2025 finding more money, millions of dollars, that are now being exposed as a part of this big kickback corruption scheme that was going on in Ukraine. You know, I always said too lightly, but obviously I really actually wanted to do it. You know, we saw all these politicians here in the United States going and flying to Ukraine, and they love to be there, active war zone, where we didn't have a military presence from our own country there at all. And so it was quite strange to see how gutsy they were to get there. So I always said, you know, you got to weigh the planes before they leave this country, and then when they come back to this country, because I had a feeling that they were also being a part of all this money bags, these cash bags that are being floated around here. And it's infuriating because Lindsey Graham, all these other people loved going there, Mel. But now all of a sudden, you know, they're not going there anymore now that President Trump is in the White House. But it looks, I mean, it looks like, again, there were money bags being tossed around, $100 million kickback schemes now being uncovered again. I mean, what do you make of all of this?
Well, there's videos of Lindsey Graham, Amy Klobuchar, John McCain, Piot, who is the ambassador, Victoria Nuland, cheering on the violent, bloody Maidan Revolution, overseeing it, first of all. Second of all, that was Victoria Nuland's entire, you know, operation basically going on there. This woman, who is National Endowment for Democracy, which is of course the CIA's regime change on the ground operations, USAID, Samantha Power going in there, all of the money and all of the fraud linked to Burisma. I mean, it is so deep and so ugly. Ukraine has not been a sovereign nation basically ever since the fall of the USSR, and it has been taken advantage of because of where it is. And we have to start being honest that our politicians, D.C. is a total sewer. These are full-on criminals on both sides, and I believe that they're all complicit. What we should be demanding right now is an audit of everyone in Congress and Senate for the last 4 to 5 years, certainly during the AutoPen presidency. Billions and billions of dollars were going around the world from John Podesta, hundreds of billions of dollars, as the Green Czar, all this money going to Ukraine, all of that. If people think that that's not coming back to these same people, this is the model they've done since World War One. They keep laundering money out during a war zone while people are dying without any concern, pushing the war. And the worst of the worst is the EU. The EU has no way to survive unless they have a World War Three, and they do what they did after World War One, World War Two. The international war hawks and the military-industrial complex make all the money in the reconstruction. And don't forget, Sam Bankman-Fried's FTX was all in Ukraine. We have all those bioweapons labs. We had 12 CIA different headquarters in Ukraine all this time. And frankly, they did not let Donald Trump even look under the hood the whole time, because they had him bogged down with the Russiagate and then with the Ukraine impeachment. The truth was they were covering up crimes, decades and decades of crimes, not to mention what Hillary Clinton was doing when she was sitting Secretary of State, on one side selling weapons, on the other side filling her coffers at the Clinton Foundation. And, you know, it's all the same thing. And these money launderers, these liars, these war for profiteers, they never get held accountable. In fact, there was a funeral yesterday, I think, for the biggest war criminal and the biggest war for profit champion, which is obviously Dick Cheney and everything that we've seen during the fraudulent war on terror money laundering operation. So, you know, how much longer are the people of the world going to stand back and let these lunatics in NATO and the EU and the international group that supports them continue to kill people for profit? It's enough's enough. And honestly, I think we should pull out of there. I think we should pull out of NATO. It's not a defensive force. It hasn't been. And I think that they should go back and honor the Minsk agreements that were signed that they totally lied about. And Merkel said that they were just doing that to buy time. And again, I've asked many times for information on what was going on at West Exec Advisors that was run by Anthony Blinken during the 4 years Donald Trump was in presidency, because it looks like they were arming Ukraine during that whole time. While Donald Trump is trying to do a different foreign policy and go a different direction, they continued down the path of the Brzezinski policy, of which Obama picked up. And if people don't know about Brzezinski's grand chessboard, it basically sounded like the goals of the Third Reich, which was a unified Europe, no Russia, break up Russia, take all their natural resources, and go forward from there. So again, we have a choice right now in the United States of America. Do we admit that the post-World War II world was a complete farce and a money laundering operation, and millions of people died in the name of a small group of people having power over the whole world and monopolizing all the money, all the wars, all everything, while we sat here brainwashed into thinking we were doing something good overseas? Or are we going to deal with reality and take a better way forward and try to have a peaceful solution to the future? Because right now, going into World War III with Europe, I don't think should be an option at all for the United States. We already fought two wars for them, and frankly, a third world war, there's no reason for it. It is only death and destruction that will benefit the banking cartel that wants another 100 years of power based off of a war that they consolidate even more power after, towards Agenda 2030, which is what all this is about. So if the Trump administration is brave enough to stand on the world stage and say this whole NATO thing, this whole, you know, endless war for profit, this whole thing, it doesn't work. It doesn't work for the world. It doesn't work for humanity. And it doesn't work for any kind of lasting peace. And just scrap the post-World War II fraud and let's find a better way forward than all of these lies that we've been fed and the billions and billions of dollars. Never forget that Congress, I believe, voted never to audit the money going to Ukraine, and they all wave their Ukrainian flags. That's not normal. That is what is a gaslighting cover up to keep the laundering going. And it is sickening.
No, Mel, it is sickening. And the fact that they did what they did, we all know what they was going on. I mean, there's no other way to look at this. They all jumped on board and were encouraging this. And then when you look at potentially there being 1.7 million dead Ukrainians, and that's just Ukrainians, that's not even counting the Russian side of all of this. It's just so sick. They sacrifice these poor men and women for their own private agenda, and it had nothing to do with them. And it's horrible. When you still see the footage of these people being kidnapped off the streets and dragged into this war, my stomach turns, and these people have no souls. And, you know, Dick Cheney, I've kind of held back about Dick Cheney, but Dick Cheney, man, I was watching a service yesterday, and they they were all talking highly about him, of course. President Trump not invited to it, neither J.D. Vance, as well as a service yesterday. But, man, Dick Cheney's in hell, and there's no other way to look at it. There was an evil, evil, evil man, and sitting back and watching what happened and watching what unraveled yesterday, even during his service, all those evil people who were present. I hope that they know that.
It was a crime scene. It was a crime scene yesterday, and they should have shut the doors and rounded them up and, in my opinion, and, tried many of those people for war crimes, money laundering, RICO. I mean, at what point does this stop? And I'm telling you, the other side is not afraid. They seem empowered. And that is because they are seeing that nobody is being held accountable. The Comey case looks like it might blow up. There's judges still making crazy orders and stopping Trump, and they won't end the filibuster, and it's starting to look like the Republicans really just are waiting Trump out because they would end the filibuster because they know full well that the Democrat Socialists of America have overtaken the Democratic Party, and they first of all, they should not be allowed to run in the country. They are not Democrats. They are socialist communists, and they are aligned with red-green access. So at this point, you know what? You got to forget about optics and these people that are joking and in the administration about the sedition video and all of this. All they're doing is laughing at us, and you know what? Donald Trump at this point, after God, I believe, spared his life, should not care about optics, should care about once and for all holding these people accountable. And I mean, in the military justice sense, or we're just going to keep having funerals for people like Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld and Colin Powell and these people. And then we'll, in 10 years, 15 years, we'll have funerals for all these other people that were involved in the Ukraine. So we have to understand it's we, the people, that are losing, the power here if there's no accountability. And I don't really see any coming, honestly, Brianna.
Yeah, I know. And we try to be optimistic here, but the reality of it is it seems like they're intentionally just waiting out the clock at this point over the DOJ and not doing what needs to be done. I mean, we covered Tina Peters again, although she's charged on the state level. She's someone that should be a top priority to be rescued right now because she's a political hostage being held in Colorado. And sadly, they're just sending letters.
They can file civil rights charges against that judge and against that prosecutor and the Secretary of State, and at least that would start the ball rolling to any kind of relief for her. But they're not doing that, and I don't know why they're not doing that. And the Clintons didn't show up to the Epstein thing; nobody mentioned it. You know, I mean, it's just a cover up. It's been going on since 1963. The people in the government and the intelligence community, internationally, also. They just commit crimes. They say it's reasons of national security. And then the ones that cover up the crimes end up being promoted. So, I mean, this goes on and on. So,
yeah,
you know,
does.
We have to be loud and honest.
Exactly. And we need to speak up because people in this country did not elect what's going on right now. We didn't vote for this. And we take my man more. Mel Kay, you do an incredible job on the Mel Kay Show every day. Folks, if you haven't followed her on X, make sure you do just that. Also, if you're on Rumble, give her a follow on Rumble. You do some great long-form interviews with the American people need to see. So thank you for that, Mel. And you expose the truth. And you save all the documents that the government doesn't realize that they put out there and has. But whoopsies, we weren't supposed to let that slip. And you archive that as well on your website. So we're very grateful for all the great work you do, Mel. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure to have Mel on the show, of course. She is one of the very few fighters that we still have in this fight, battling it out. So make sure you give her a follow on X and also on Rumble as well. All right, folks, let me remind you, we have the early bird Black Friday sale going on right now over at the alexjonesstore.com. Head on over to the shop. They're doing buy one, get one free on all supplements. As for a limited time, of course, we also have 25% off on apparel. I just recently stocked up myself. I've got my ugly Christmas sweater ready to go that I just purchased over at the alexjonesstore.com. So do the same. Make sure you get those orders in before the holidays begin. So you got your Christmas gifts all in line. Also, we're doing the Alex Jones Hat Club. Folks, I know a lot of you love the merch over at the alexjonesstore.com. If you want exclusives, though, this is the best way to do just that. Sign up, become a member of the Hat Club, and once a month, every 30 days, we're going to be shipping you a uniquely designed hat. And of course, you know why this is so important? Because you're helping support us. You're helping support the alexjonesstore.com, our next projects, of course. We greatly appreciate you for supporting our team. So head on over to the shop and become a member of the Alex Jones Hat Club as well. All right, folks, that does it for me on this beautiful Friday. I hope you have a great weekend. In the meantime, though, Alex is up next over on the Alex Jones Show. So do not go anywhere. There's more truth to expose next.
I do want to tell you about a sale that we've got going on InfoWarsStore.com. I feel like it's been forever since I've plugged InfoWarsStore.com. But let me tell you, folks,
I'm plugging it for a good reason, because it is the final batch.
Final batch.
Of two of our most bombshell, widely respected, well-known, and powerful supplements, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. And this is a critical moment. If you've been thinking about improving your health, now is the time to act, and not just for the sake of your well-being, but to help keep InfoWars on air as long as possible. For a limited time, we're offering 40% off two of our best-selling products, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Whole Body Support. Our fish oil is packed with essential omega-3s to support your heart, brain, and joints, while our turmeric helps with inflammation and boosts your overall wellness. Both products are powerful tools in your daily health routine. But here's the reality. We at InfoWars could be shut down in the very near future. We need your support right now, and the funds from these sales are critical for keeping the fight going as long as possible. Once the supply is gone, you might not have a chance to restock or even be around for to offer these products again. We might not be around to offer these products ever again. 40% off Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off the Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. It is a massive discount, and it's your chance now to grab these high-quality supplements while helping us survive. Do not wait. Head to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy now and keep us going. Every purchase helps. Every order makes a difference. And like I said, these could be the final runs of Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement, two of our most powerful and beloved supplements. Please do go get Ultimate Fish Oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air, in the fight, and keep yourself healthy.
Discover a wide variety of products at InfoWarsStore.com. From shirts, books, hats, survival gear, to essential documentaries and supplements, InfoWarsStore.com has got you covered. We have the highest quality at the lowest prices. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help support the InfoWar.